Good morning, Conrada.
Love
good morning.
Talk Radio.
Kings and morning, your favorite Block Talk Radio show. Kings and morning, your favorite Block Talk Radio show. Kings and morning, your favorite Block Talk Radio show. Morning, your favorite Block Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J. King Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is J. King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. Good morning, Willie Zinn. With me are my co-hosts. There ain't a problem he can't fix. He can fix it in the mix. Six in the mix.
Every breath that you take is a blessing. Don't believe me? Hold your breath for about 2 minutes. All right, let's breathe on this Kings in the Morning for a Thursday. Good morning, America. Got my coffee to you. Let's breathe.
Mushroom bread. Good morning, Mr. Elias. Good morning, John Beckman.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the J. King Network. You see what it said on the sign when you pulled up. You see what it said on the marquee. Welcome to the J. King Network. Have a blessed day, y'all. Buckle up.
Brother Reverend Ali.
Mute your phone, because I hear it. Come on, because it ain't all right. Mute your phone, because I hear it. Come on, because it ain't all right. Mute, because it ain't all right. Mute. I will mute your phone to the sky.
Ali, I just want you to practice on your kindness. That's all.
I'm not trying to be a singer, Jay. I'm just singing the music. That's my introduction. But I feel what you're saying. But
I just want you to go to singing classes? No, I want you to practice on your kindness.
Oh, my kindness. I thought you said my timing.
No, you're fine. No, that was great. That you did great.
I mean, I'm practicing on my kindness. I said that a week and a half ago. I've been much kinder. You ain't heard me cussing out folks.
Good morning.
It take a little. It's step by step, Jay. It's step by step.
That's what I said. I mean, I can't continue your practice on your kindness.
Okay, I come a long way, Jay. I come all the way from South Central LA. I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, as long as you're working on it.
I ain't messing with the girls on the phones no more. I ain't calling them big girls and baboons
good
and none
morning,
of that no more. No rhinoceroses. I ain't said none of that.
You know what? As a matter of fact, somebody who listens to our show said, you guys always talking about big girls. I said, no, we don't. She said, well, not you. But that one guy said, Ali. She said he be calling them rhinoceroses and all kinds of stuff. And she said, I'm a cute big girl. I don't care.
Well, you know, I'm a small time comedian. You know, I'm on the radio. I'm just having fun. It's early in the
morning.
You know,
John Beckman said Ali has done great practicing on his kindness, Jay. He went from murdering me daily to we're now good, great friends. Conrada said, I like him the way he is. Grand rising, Dr. Barone. Good morning, Danielle Torno. Danielle, you were at the game. You were at the game that when we beat this Stu out of the Warriors. So I come across this a very sad story. So Danielle, next year I'm going to invite you to come to a game with me. Or I'll give you tickets so you and your guy, you guys can go to a game and sit down and in the lower levels and enjoy the lounge. Good morning, Dave Smith. Good morning, Jeff Carlin. Uber driver shot and killed by 81-year-old Ohio man after both received scam calls. An 81-year-old Ohio man has been charged with murder after allegedly shooting an Uber driver who thought she was picking up a package from the man's house. Both appeared to have been victims of scam calls. The Clark County Sheriff's Office said in a news release, the Uber driver, Lolita Hall, was found shot multiple times near the 81-year-old William Brock South Charleston home on March 25th. Brock, who called 911, had an injury to his head and ear and was bleeding when police arrived, according to the police report. Hall, a black woman, was taken to a hospital in Dayton where she died of her injuries. Mm-hmm. Investigators discovered that Brock had earlier received a scam call about an incarcerated relative, which had involved threats and demands for money. An unknown man told Brock over the phone he needed to pay $12,000 to get his nephew out of jail. Good morning, Sir Fishalot. Good morning, Mecca Moon. Good morning, Reggie J. Brock told the police the caller threatened to kill him and his nephew if he didn't pay the ransom. The same caller or an accomplice later hired Hall using the Uber app to pick up the package from Brock's residence. According to investigators, Hall was not aware that Brock had been threatened, the sheriff's office said. Ms. Hall, suffering from medical conditions and unarmed, made no threats or assault toward Mr. Brock and made no demands other than to ask about the package she was sent to retrieve, the sheriff's office said. Brock allegedly held Hall at gunpoint and demanded to know the identities of the people who had called him. He also took Hall's phone and refused to allow her to leave, adding that Brock did not try to call police at this point. When Hall tried to get back into her vehicle, Brock allegedly shot her, and there was a subsequent scuffle at the door of Ms. Hall's vehicle. Brock then allegedly shot her two more times before calling 911. Brock is charged with murder, which carries a penalty of 15 years to life in prison. Police are considering other charges. Brock pleaded not guilty, and bail was set at $200,000, court records show. Officials are still searching for the scam callers. The Clark County Sheriff's Office would like to take the opportunity to again remind residents, especially our older citizens, that no law enforcement agency or court will make contact with anyone in the manner of this case to solicit cash for bail, the office said, urging residents to use extreme caution when being contacted unexpectedly by subjects claiming to be relatives incarcerated in a correctional facility. Uber on Wednesday said it was in touch with law enforcement and committed to supporting the investigation. This is a horrific tragedy, and our hearts continue to be with Lolita's loved ones as they grieve, a company spokesperson said, adding that the suspect who ordered Hall's trip has been banned from the app.
Mm-hmm.
What picture I sent from when we met in Honolulu, I don't know, Reggie, when did you send it? I got to look for it and see. It's Shifo. Good morning. It's Shifo Hope. Yeah, it's wild out here. Take gun. Listen. No, don't take. No, that's not what this is. It's not. It's wild out here, Mecca Moon. It is sad out here. It is sad that And so this gentleman, this older guy, he's a white guy, shoots this black woman. So it's going to be racialized. Just know that, because that's what we do. Here's the guy right here. He's 81 years old. And the black woman, Lolita, she is, they have a video of her, and she literally can barely walk. Good morning, Celeste. But he's going to be charged with murder, because he should be. Number one, he shouldn't have shot her. She posed no threat to him. He could have easily taken her license number, and then, good morning, JoJo Red, and then the police would have dealt with the matter. But he didn't have to shoot her the first time, and I'm sure when he shot her the first time that she started fighting for her life. And so, that's probably her. And then he shot her the next two times. It's horrible, horrible. But have any of you guys got the calls? Good morning, Everett Stein, where people call and they're telling you that that you owe something. Good morning, Josephine, and you get all nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a call or something like that. But I told dude, he said he was acting like he was FBI. And I told him I dealt with the FBI before, and I threatened the FBI. So if he come looking for me, he going to get his ass shot up. He stopped calling.
Yeah. I can only be here to 9 o'clock today, you guys, because B-Star, good morning, because I have some property that I'm developing. And good morning, Daphne, and I have to meet with the lawyer for the developer today at 9 o'clock. So I have to leave at 9 to do that call. So Ali is going to be kind and nice and gentle. Everett, you sent a podcast email to me. Jay, what in the world? You should just take your show on the road. No, it is on the road. So I'm here for an hour. And then they'll be on for an hour without me. Good morning. And what I'll do, if you guys want, I'll keep the show on and I'll go in another room. That way, if I get done early, I can come back. Is that cool? So the show will still be on. Good morning, PJ.
So we're going to be looking at your picture on the wall for about an hour?
Well, no, you won't, because hopefully I'll get done with that meeting pretty quick.
Jay, wasn't Fred making noises?
Leave Pinocchio in charge.
You see, Jay, you see what I got to deal with? They calling me names already.
It's not they. It's just Kente. You and Kente. You
no, the Kente is Kente, Yusuf Kente, Babylon. He like four different people, Jay.
I know, but so you said all of them.
All of them.
Jay, what do you mean you know? What do you mean you know? I'm 40.
Jay, why you didn't stop Fred for singing in the back of my song this morning? He started talking.
I didn't hear Fred singing. That was me. That
was not singing. He's a liar. I don't care what he's
saying.
He's turned
something.
Over new life. He's turned no, over
I
new
said
life.
Something.
Thank you.
I was saying the other parts to the songs that you were doing.
Oh, okay.
Doing
I thought you sound like Fred this morning. You sound like Fred. Did you eat a Twinkie
no,
last night?
Sound like me, sir.
If I sound like Fred, I would be speaking like this, and I am not.
I'll act like I can't talk. You act like you don't understand shit I'm saying.
John Beckman said, not sure. I'm still white man from you yesterday. John
oh, yeah.
Beckman,
you was tearing him up.
I like when I make the white man mad like that. Now you see how we feel. Jeff Carlin said, had a good friend whose grandson was in the military overseas, and he got a call from a supposed attorney and said his grandson was in jail, and he was representing him, and he needed $10,000 to get him out. He spent a total of $18,000 before he realized he got scammed. Wow. Good morning, Lee Fletcher. Yeah, they're out there. They're out there. My brother, it is Jay King. This is Jay. My brother, do you remember me? Mark Mann. Who? Mark Mann. I know you from when you travel. Listen, I want to talk. I have lots of money. You were in Japan, correct? Yeah, but you don't sound Japanese. No, I am not Japanese. I am African. I am Nigeria. Whenever somebody tells you they're from Nigeria, and they sound like these. Might be a scam. It might be a scam. Conrada said, yep, yeah, because white men get mad and say shit like boulder dash. White men get mad and become vindictive and hateful, Conrada. White men get mad and they have picnics. First Gen Xer says, I've been out of the loop. And now I'm living in Connecticut. I've been out of California a year. Any new music? Yeah, new Club Nouveau music. Club Nouveau's new single, It's All Right, is available right now. My J. King, All Your Love, is available right now. So I'm going to do the daily word. Yusef Kente is going to do the word of the day. And we're going to get this show on the road. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024, and the daily word is resilience, R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-C-E, resilience. Like the eagle, I am strong and resilient. Before I read this, let me say, Celeste, my mom got a similar call years ago saying her granddaughter was in jail and she needed to send money. My mom was so nervous and upset, but I'm thankful she called me first, and I called my daughter who was at home in bed asleep. Yeah, they out here, you guys. The scammers are out here. Although I am strong in mind, body, and soul, I still need to practice self-care to maintain my resilience. Even in a world of busyness and speed, I commit to relaxation, community, and spiritual practice. When I watch the graceful flight of an eagle, I am witnessing self-care and natural resilience. Eagles fly primarily by soaring. They conserve energy by holding their wings outward and relying on rising currents to lift them. They rarely need to flap their wings. Like the eagle, I conserve my energy and allow myself to be lifted upward. I soar on the wings of spirit. I live as one of the holy presence of life and strengthen me. Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Yusef Kente,
amen.
What is the word of the day?
Jay King, the word of the day is impact. I-M-P-A-C-T. Impact definition is to have a direct effect upon. So let me use this shit in a motherfucking sentence. J. King, you leaving has a direct impact on the numbers spiraling when you leave your son, Ali Pinocchio, in charge. Impact.
Uh, please be aware that plankton is an extra salty word pretzel. He is resilient in insulting cuddles and has smoked all his leaves and has none to turn over. Hashtag smoked leaves.
Nigga, it took you all night to write that shit. It figured.
I assure you it did not.
Mm-hmm. You see
but
how?
You say that I wrote it. I don't understand.
You see how Christy Graham out there talking all that stuff on the comments about me? I ain't said nothing about Christy Graham. Must be really
she
liking
said,
me or something.
I did hear Pinocchio, and that is correct. That's all she said.
Yeah, but I'm not Pinocchio. That's not my name. And see, she reaching Jay. She wants something from me.
Right, it's Pinocchio King. I forgot the king.
I think she want a wooden
Pinocchio
one.
King.
She want one of these wooden ones.
Maybe she wants your wood, Pinocchio.
She got to. She keeps speaking on me. All in the chat.
Ask her if she wants your Pinocchio wood.
No, I'm good. I'm good. There
it's
you
the
go.
Just might stick
to
Pinocchio.
That's warped.
CJ, you see how you stare up stuff, J.K.? Maybe you should leave at 8:21.
It's 8:21 right now.
Look at his sidekick just laughing at everything he said.
Good morning, Rio.
I see you're going to have the bunkers in charge.
She said she got some treatment to put on your wood.
Yeah, but see, the other day she said she hoped she'd never meet me. Now she want to put some treatment on my wood. What, she kind of see now.
Or she trying to turn Pinocchio from a wooden boy into a real boy. You know, you get that ointment on that wood, next thing you know, you feeling shit.
I don't know if that's ointment. I think they might be silicone.
Oh, my God.
When he gets there, he'll turn into sawdust. That's what he'll be. He's nothing but sawdust. Formulated sawdust.
You know, we got to be nervous about what planes we get on now. Because some people are saying that Boeing is putting out defective airplanes, and so now we're playing with our safety in the air. And you know what the worst time to find out that you're on a broken airplane.
Is when you in the
Once
air.
You're in the air.
Well, that's right, when you're in the air.
No good.
Boeing's bad reputation took another hit at two Senate committee hearings Wednesday, with witnesses questioning how the company builds its airplanes and the safety of those planes. A former Boeing engineer said he's been threatened for bringing safety concerns to his managers over several years, but that he was testifying due to his belief that they're putting out defective airplanes. Boeing did not have any witnesses at the hearings, but defended its company standards earlier this week, saying that the 787 fleet has safely transported 850 million passengers in the last 13 years of service. Yeah, before you guys start putting out fucked up planes. Yeah, that's right, John. Airplane roulette. Good morning, Amir. So I'm getting on the plane tomorrow. And I always pray before I get on the plane. Because, you know, it could be the last, that could be it. You know, that could be the last deal. Good morning, Reese. Good morning, Potter.
Mm. Well,
good morning, Jay.
That's what y'all motherfuckers get. Don't talk about Boeing, man.
That's what who get.
Hey, yeah, Jay, can I say something?
I said Boeing. That's what you get when you cut corners. That's what you get. and you start caring about everything else except for safety.
I'm going to tell you something right now. The reason why you got to mute, because we can't hear you, because you sound like you're in a fucking bottle. I'm right away.
Hey,
Jay, can I say something? Yeah, you can, and then Potter.
Okay, this is Roger. I just want to say what you said about getting on that plane. We all have a lot in common in the spirit, and a lot of things I see myself in other people far as spiritually, and that's really where the judgment comes. You look at the good qualities of people, the spiritual judgment, what needs to be changed. But what you said about getting on a Boeing is what I said when I gave you the nickname Dr. King. You said, why would you give me that name? Because I'm going to be killed. No, but when you get on Boeing and you pray and you have faith, because faith is the only thing, please God, and you use that secret key, Jude 1 and 20, and pray in the Holy Spirit, because when you pray in an unknown tongue, not a natural speaking in tongue, but an unknown tongue, your mind don't know what you said. Only God can reveal it to you, and Satan cannot understand nothing that your mind don't understand when you pray. So when you pray in the Holy Spirit, so Satan don't understand your thoughts if it comes out your mouth. He can't read your thoughts. But if you open your mouth and say that prayer in your language that you understand, Satan understands it, and he'll stop it. He'll work to stop it. But if you pray in an unknown tongue, the secret key, and you got to do it all the time, and that's why I ask God, why would you rise me up to be a leader for my people like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, God, and you're going to let me die? He says, son, you got a key I gave them they didn't use often, and that's Jude 1 and 20. So when you pray and you get on a Boeing, man, Jay, you special, and I'm not trying to boost your head up. I'm not a groupie. I'm not gay. I'm not nothing in the weakness of me when I say what I say. I'm saying it, yeah, in my weakness, but God gets the strength. Just pray. Jude 1 and 20, anything you do, Jay, just keep it. I mean, I don't remember to do it all the time, because for one moment, if I forget to do it, I could just leave this earth. But if when I need it, practice, preacher said, how do God answer your prayers so quickly, sir? He was on an interview. He said, well, God is going to answer a more desperate prayer than just a normal everyday prayer. So, you know, when you get on that Boeing train, you're desperate, Jay. But anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Mm-hmm. My God answered my shit every fucking day.
What did you want to say, Potter? Potter, what were you going to say?
You got to call
say that now when people, are making their flights, and I know people that do this, when you're looking on the website, it does tell you what plane the flights are taken on. So people are now starting to just choose any other plane than Boeing to fly on, even if it costs a little bit more money or maybe a little bit more inconvenient. So that's what people are doing now. And that's what I do now.
Okay, so if you're on a 787, you won't go on that flight, or you'll call them and say, hey, y'all need to change this plane. Change this goddamn plane right now.
So when you look on, when you look online and you go look up flights, if I'm traveling to California.
Yeah, it tells you, like right now, I'm on flight 2032 tomorrow, and it's a Boeing 737-700. It's not the 787.
Yeah, I try to explain
morning,
that. I tried to explain that to Roseanne, because anytime we would book a flight somewhere, I would always say to her, hey, what kind of plane are we on? And we're like, oh, I never look at that. I'm like, you have to look at that, because there's a status report every week, if not every month, on problems with certain models of planes, like the 737. Is known, like the 737 MAX had a whole lot of crashes at one point, but it turns out that it had nothing to do with the airplane, and had a lot to do with pilot error. And they were nosediving at considerable rates, but when they investigated, the pilots that were in charge
it turns out that those pilots were not sufficiently trained to fly the 737 MAX. So it wasn't the plane. It had everything to do with pilot error. So I'm very concerned about those planes. Anytime there's a flight that I'm on, I always check the plane.
That shit didn't make no sense. How the fuck you go tell us to warn us about a plane, but it's human error?
Again, I was giving an example about the 737
MAX. Oxymoron.
That many people were, no, it's okay, listen, it's okay. It may have been over your head because you're a fucking idiot.
Oxymoron.
That's okay. I wasn't playing for the small
mind. You're
not a mind.
True more. You're an oxymoron.
I was playing for those who understood. But that's okay
well,
if you didn't
I
understand.
Understand
Stop.
That you're an oxymoron.
The only flying you do is when you're on drugs.
Well, I'm on drugs and you're an oxymoron.
The rest of us fly.
Well, I'm flying and you're still an oxymoron. On drugs.
Uh-huh.
I'm flying on drugs and you're still oxymoron.
Okay. All right. Stupid. What's the difference between the 737 and a McConnell Douglas 80?
It doesn't matter because it's a human error.
Why don't you tell me?
Plane,
why don't you tell me?
Plane,
who cares whether or not it matters?
Bitch, shut up.
Why don't
you
tell me?
Point. The point that you made was they need to train pilots better.
No, on the 737.
Nothing to do with a Boeing.
What's the difference between
the
747 and a 757?
Matter of fact, you're pretty much boring. You're more boring than a Boeing plane.
Hey, what's the difference?
Boring.
What's the difference between an Airbus and a DC-10?
I don't need to know the difference. I need to know pilot get trained. That's what I need to know.
No.
From what you just said.
Oh, you need to know.
Yes.
You need to know where the pilot got trained.
You're
okay.
A dummy.
I think we figured out who the dummy is.
Yeah, shut up.
I'm going to know that at 9 o'clock. But I'm going to come back. I'm going to leave the room, and but these guys will still be on. I'll be able to come back. So if my meeting only takes 30 minutes, I'll only be gone for 30 minutes. Reese loves to argue. That makes his day. That's what Bernard Middlefoot said.
Okay, Bernard, and listen, by the way, that is such, and I got to say it, Bernard, that is an infant's approach to a discussion. The word argument is not a majority. Only idiots use that terminology, okay? That's a very black thing to do. I don't know why, but it's a very, very nigger approach. He likes to argue. You mean discuss and debate? Stop being a basic Negro.
Oh, nigga.
Literally.
Please.
If you think what I'm doing is arguing and everybody else is having a discussion, you're real basic. Saying that it's an argument to dismiss me is also basic. So, Bernard, with your basic education, read something. Read one book. Well, in fact, Bernard, what's the last book you read?
Can I intervene when you finish? What would you like to say, Roger?
Good morning.
Did
Gerald.
You just ask me, Jay?
Good morning, Professor Keone. So Bernard Middlebrook said, but now I'm ignorant because I know the difference between a debate and an argument.
Actually, he doesn't know the difference between a debate and an argument because they're the same thing, Bernard. I baited you
no,
into the stupidest conversations. Yes, they are.
Can I
look
intervene
it up, Jay.
On that conversation?
A debate and an argument are not the same thing, and that's why your dumb ass is on mute, because you're not going to make a debate and an argument the same thing.
I've heard of a debate team, but I've never heard of an argument team. So they're not the same things.
A debate is formal. Deliberate.
Yes.
Executed according to an agreed upon set of rules, and a decision is made at the end of the debate.
Exactly.
A debate uses arguments, but an argument itself is informal, usually unplanned, and can get heated and doesn't always end in a decision. A debate and an argument are different.
Yeah, bitch ass.
What did you want to say, Roderick?
I just didn't appreciate.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. That's funny. Debates are but arguments itself are informal.
I think I interrupted. Reed.
Are you?
The voice
how stupid
are
you?
Just interrupted me. First
yeah,
of all,
he interrupted
Reed
is the reason
one
why
here
I wanted to
today
say so.
Is the ninth grader, which is your dumb ass. Good morning, DJ Diamond D West Coast. And that's why your dumb ass is on mute. Sometimes to say I learned something new is good. But your dumb ass can't learn nothing new. Today you learned something new. Now what you need to go do is go check what a debate and an argument are and what makes them different. Because they're not the same, dum-dum. Now, what would you like to say, Roderick?
Okay, Jay. Oh, boy. I love your spirit, man. You got a joy of the Lord laughter spirit, man. And you can stop that evil confusion with laughter. But anyway, what I want to bring new, and I didn't like how that dude disrespected the brother that said he learned something new. I didn't like that at all. And it doesn't really matter what race he is, but he sounds like he's of the Caucasian race, so I want to give him something.
Roderick.
He's black.
See how
he's
black.
Let me respond to this, dude. Dude, you are not on here talking about. You are not on here.
Hold on, Reese. Roderick. Reese,
don't be offended, Reese, for correction.
I'm going to open his mic so he can tell you what he wants to tell you, and then you can say what you want to say. But Reese,
Roger,
is not
thank you for
white.
Letting me be in my lower laugh.
Roderick, with all due respect, dude, never, ever, 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 when I'm on this mic, come at me telling me about what makes you feel some way. I will expose that.
You are supremacist.
Yes, I am
supremacist.
Yes, I am supreme. Yes, I am supreme. Yeah, you got me.
Okay.
You got me, nigga. You got me.
You something about your supremacy.
Okay, no. You're going to let
whenever
me finish because I let you speak.
Now
you're going to let me finish. You came after me, so let me respond to you. Dude, I don't care about your feelings, okay? Send that feeling shit to your therapist. Nobody gives a fuck about what
you
feel.
I don't have toilet
feel.
Paper
just,
tissue feelings
then
like
go
you,
see,
Reed.
Listen,
you got
go
toilet
see.
Paper tissue feelings. You're a big spiritual
my man, I don't,
you
I don't care about your feelings. When you start talking about how things make you feel, dude, come in here with that ice cream soft serve shit. My feelings or I didn't
you
like. Nobody gives a fuck what you
feelings.
Like.
You're the spiritual sissy. You don't even know
what you start talking about the spirituality, but right now you're right outside your spirituality.
I'm telling you the truth about your spirit. You won't let
I'm going to let
finish.
You guys.
Maybe
hold on,
you
Roderick.
Let me finish.
Roderick?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let you. I mean, you say what you want to say first, but when I open up Reese's mic, you have to let Reese say what he's going to
yes,
say.
I will
so I'm going to let you
that.
Say. Yeah, so you say what you want to say.
Okay.
By
I'm
the way,
this
Reed,
post right now.
Dave
I'm posting
Smith
this post right now.
Accident.
And this goes with this conversation. I'm going to read what I just posted short, and it's going to give him something new to think about, and this is about to be revealed on Earth because the bullshit has got to stop. Anyway,
that's
GPR
bullshit.
One family. GPR One family standing in the black order is not a black thing. It's not a racial supremacist. It's not a racist, and it's definitely not a religious statement. But it's about togetherness and oneness with the Most High God because of the unity of this chosen so-called black race.
Okay,
of the 12 tribes of Israel.
I need you to talk about say what you want to say because he's going to say something back to you. So what do you
want
to say?
I'm almost finished.
I know, but you're giving this long dissertation, and I put you on mute for it, and I don't want to.
I got two more sentences, and it's no good for me even saying it without saying these two more sentences. But anyway,
then maybe you don't get to say it because y'all take too long. You guys, this is radio. Let me explain
well, you let
to
that
you guys
dude,
about radio. I'm putting you on mute. I'm putting your ass on mute, and I'm putting up. You're on mute. And let me tell you, motherfuckers, why you're on mute. Good morning, dude.
Well.
Because I want you guys to be able to say what you're going to say, and I want people to be able to hear what you're going to say. The problem is you motherfuckers take too long to get what you're going to say. And this is radio. And when you take too long and make people go away, so the people go away because you motherfuckers took too long when it was simple, it might have been a really good conversation and some good information, but because you guys are long-winded and you want to say what you want to say in a long wind, radio is a lot of short-winded conversations that are funny, interesting, thought-provoking, and sometimes biting, but there's something that comes out of it. But if you guys take too long, it gets boring. Professor Keone said, King, is Reese Edgar Hoover screaming at someone already this morning? Damn. John Beckman said, yes. Finally, you get it. But take 5 minutes to answer a yes or no question does not make any damn sense. Cammie says, I'm very long-winded. Well, Cammie, thank God you're not on radio because I'd have to mute you. All right, so Roger, do you want to make your statement so Reese can say what he's going to say?
Okay, am I off mute?
You're off mute. Yes, you are.
Okay, real quick. The problem to this world is love. The solution to this world is love. And I heard a white. Okay, I can't even finish my statement without being interrupted, though. Hold your breath.
That's Pinocchio.
Anyway, a white lady said this on national TV. Until the unity of the black race come together, we will not solve the problems of this world. The black race, so-called black race, is of the tribe of Judah. This tribe of the 12 tribe is where the dark pigmentation of the Son of God, Yahshua Jesus Christ, came from. Basically, plain and simple. Unity between the so-called black people, which identity was took, are from the tribe of Judah, from the man they call Jesus Christ. And that's because of the supremacy spirit. And that man, Reese, just admitted he was supremacy. Supremacy don't just come in white race now. It comes in black, red, green, all colors. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, go ahead, Reese.
Well, sir, I would like to say and make it abundantly clear that I come from the tribe of supremacy. In fact, my formal name for my tribe is Nigger Please. Nigger Please,
oh,
tribe. When I listen to these motherfuckers get on this goddamn microphone and start talking about supremacy and what some white woman told them, if the white woman said it, I guess it must be true to have these niggas. So I can only respond by saying, nigger, please.
Nigger, please, nigger, please. It was just out of nowhere for a white person to say that. Most black people know that.
He's not white.
I guess
white.
It's true.
He's black.
Yeah, but
Roderick, he is black. That's a black man talk.
But
Roderick, you are desirous. You're desirous for me to be white. You're desirous for me to be white, Roderick, because you see that some way helps your argument.
You want to be.
You need me to be white.
Stand out in the white race.
I'm not interested.
Oh,
ain't no white people here for me to stand out for. Ain't no white people here for me to stand out for. I can't show out to no white people. Ain't no white people here.
Hey, Roderick, I told you.
So when I tell you, nigga, please, listen, Roderick, Roderick, when I tell you nigga please, I mean nigga please. I mean you.
Okay,
nigga please.
I think this is
an argument. You must have read that book. Thank you, sir. I'll take another. I am Uncle Tom. Yes. You never read the book. I thought you were an educated Negro. It turns
Are
out
you
you're
the
based.
President of the Uncle Tom Club?
I must be, sir, because you never read the book. Why don't you go back and read the book and then come back to me and see if I'm Uncle Tom? You sound like a Quimbo.
Okay.
You know nothing about Uncle Tom, my friend. You call yourself educated, but you're just as phony as the rest of us. You're just as phony as the rest of us. You are a fake revolutionary. You're a hacktivist. I'd prefer that you hang up the phone and let you step back off.
I prefer that you bow down and worship the true God.
No, thank you.
Let's tell the truth. Let's tell the truth. Roderick, Yusuf Kente is at least entertaining in his silliness. At least Yusuf Kente is something you can laugh at. That's right, I do worship myself.
How do we get away with all this? How do we get away with all this insulting stuff?
Oh, now you jealous?
No,
I earned my right here, Roderick. You've been here 5 minutes.
Oh,
Roderick, I earned my place here. You've been here 5 minutes.
Okay, I figured it out. You got a lot of money.
Yeah, you're new here. You're new here. Stay in your place. Know your station. You're new here.
Well, freedom of speech is the right to freedom of speech, brother.
Well, you don't believe in freedom of speech. You believe in black revolution.
Roderick,
Elliott
said, never call Reese Uncle Tom. He doesn't deserve that compliment.
You have to be told.
Oh,
you see that? You have to be told by others.
You
don't even know the book.
Thank you. I got to read the book, Uncle Tom. I've learned something new today.
Thank you.
I
so you never did.
Book, Uncle Tom.
So wait a minute. So you don't have the
compliment.
So, Roderick,
I didn't mean
you
to
don't
give
have the education.
This.
Wait. So you don't know you don't have the education for pretending that you do. You called me an Uncle Tom and never read the book.
I can accept correction. Can you?
I'm so glad that you can. So let me help you. Just because I'm a black man doesn't mean that I subscribe to all of its facets.
I pray that he do so that you don't die. That's the reason
I'm
not
Roderick.
I pray to God.
Roderick.
Good morning,
Roderick, you believe that all black men should behave accordingly. I disagree with that.
I don't believe that. That's what you just
then
said.
Then don't tell me that I sound white.
Good morning,
you sound ignorant.
Everybody says you sound white, Reese.
Which
shows
that they're ignorant, Yusuf. Yusuf, this means that they are equally ignorant. This means that they are equally ignorant.
Just accept this fact, man. You want to be white.
Except
man.
What? Except the fact that people are ignorant? Of course I accept that. I accept
no,
people
accept
are ignorant.
The fact
no,
that
he
you
grew
want
up
to
in
be white.
New York.
No, actually,
in
see,
Brooklyn.
Now, Roderick, you don't know anything about me. And if you did, you know that statement is bullshit.
Yeah, I love you, Reese.
No, you can't. No, please, nigga, I don't want no fans.
Listen
to me. Don't love me. I don't want no fucking fans.
Jake,
I don't need fans.
You just,
I have 12
minutes.
Man. I'm going to leave you alone.
Listen, I have 12 minutes.
Just making you a footstool.
Yes, sir.
That's all you are.
Yes.
All you got to
yes,
do
sir.
Is tell Roderick Reese's prayer every day that he pray to God and he'll get it.
Yeah, Jay King, tell him about my prayer that you obviously that you sneak into my bedroom and listen to me do every night, Jay King. Tell him about the prayer.
Dear God.
Dear God, please, let me be white when I wake up. Amen.
Yeah, that's right. You see that, Roderick? Roderick, I can't wait to be white. I'm trying desperately to be white. You see that, Roderick?
It's not
that's
a
because I'm
white. Called white and black.
That,
white came
that's,
from the
that's
canine.
Because
black
Roderick,
came from the Abel.
That is Roderick.
Cain
listen,
killed
Roderick.
Abel, God cursed his ground. He couldn't grow. And God sent him up to higher altitudes to naturally grow. And guess what mountains he went to? Coffee.
Roderick.
And why did he still
let me
become
help
white?
Let me help
because
you.
He got away
I
from
get,
his family.
I want to get away from my blackness the same way black people do when they
he
get money.
His pigmentation.
They move to the
it's
suburbs.
It's okay that you're a canine. You're a canine. You killed John Beckman from the beginning. John Beckman,
your father
said,
killed
Abel. You know what, Jake? I think my mother went to an Earth, Wind, and Fire concert, and Reese may be related to me.
That's okay.
Wait a minute.
So
Jay,
we understand each other.
Did Beckman write mama or mother?
He said mom.
Okay, so we make each other clear, Roderick. I'm just like any other black person I'm just like every other black person when they get some money.
Then
I move away.
Why are you afraid to be white, though?
Oh, no. Did you hear what I just said? I'm like every other black person who gets the money. I move away. So they all can't be wrong, right? There you go.
You guys can get back to this. Roderick, you and Reese can get back to this when I leave. For a few minutes.
Okay. I'll be
the
quiet.
A woman accused of wheeling a dead man into a Brazilian bank has been spotted in handcuffs as cops hunt for the driver who brought them to the mall. Yes, he's a Republican, Renee. New details have been released in the bizarre incident that took place in Rio de Janeiro in the neighborhood of Bangu.
Conservative, silly.
You're a Republican.
A Republican and a conservative. There's a difference.
When he votes conservative because he's a Republican. Erica de Souza, 42, pushed the corpse of Roberto Braga, 68, to a teller's desk and tried to take out $3,200. Employees at the bank branch became concerned with De Souza's actions while she tried to get a lifeless Braga to sign a document and called the police, who arrested her on the scene. Rio de Janeiro Civil Police Chief Fabio Souza told Brazilian news outlet G1 on Wednesday that while he could not exactly provide the moment that Braga died, cadaver spots that were visible on the back of his head indicate that he would have been dead for about 2 hours. That comes as new footage has been unearthed showing Erica pushing around the corpse in the mall before wheeling it into the bank. Had Roberto died while he was sitting in the wheelchair, the cadaver patches would have been located on his leg, authorities said. It is not possible to say the exact moment of death, Souza said. It was found that the mobile emergency attendance service that there was liverboarded. This only happens from the moment of death, but it's only noticeable around 2 hours after death. And wouldn't he have shit in his pants by then? Souza said that agents were deployed to search for the rideshare app driver who dropped off a Souza with her dead uncle at the bank. De Souza, who was facing attempted theft by fraud and vilification. If you motherfuckers don't put yourself on mute. If you stupid motherfuckers don't put your dumb ass on mute. And I don't know why you guys do that. If you hear me reading the story, you know you're not doing nothing. Put yourself on mute. De Souza, who was facing attempted theft by fraud and vilification of a corpse, was interviewed Wednesday morning by authorities. She told cops that Braga had died while sitting in the wheelchair at the bank, a claim that police are disputing. In my 22-year career, I have never seen a story like this, Souza said. Customers and workers at the bank initially thought Braga was sick, the police chief indicated, before they called for an ambulance. A viral video recorded by bank staffers showed De Souza holding up Braga's head and telling him, "Uncle, are you listening? You have to sign it. I can't sign it for you." One of the bank workers then told De Souza, "I don't think this is legal. He does not look well. He's very pale." "He's like that," she replied, and told her dead uncle, "If you're not well, I can take you to the hospital. Do you want to go back to the hospital again?" De Souza then told Braga, "So you
so you don't give me any more headaches. I can't take it anymore.
Sousa are also looking into whether De Sousa is related to Braga. She called herself his niece. In fact, she has a degree of kinship, according to our research, and she calls herself his caretaker. We want to identify other family members. Could you take one of your dead family members into a bank to get money?
Jay, we had a similar story about a month ago. Two people drove this guy through the drive-thru at the bank, and he was dead. And they got $900 out.
Wow. Well, because they used his ATM card, right?
Yeah, but they had him propped up in the seat. And the people
wow.
up there talking to him, how you doing, Mr. Such and Such? Oh, you're asleep, huh? Well, we'll see you next time you come. You'll be awake. But he was dead. Yep.
Why?
They got $900 out.
Did they give him the money? I mean, how did they get away? I mean, did they catch him?
They caught up. They caught him. Because the teller was talking to him like he was, you know, still living, but, you know, was asleep. Well, we'll see you next time you come. You'll be awake. So they got caught.
Mr. Elliott,
they got $900.
Hell no, I'm not taking a dead person anywhere. Carlotta said she was his caregiver, too. She was his caregiver, too. They better look at if she kills him. Jeff Carlin said it depends on how much Uncle had. Jeff Carlin, you're going to hell. Good morning, John Beckman.
Good morning. That was a brilliant play by that lady. Brilliant play.
How was that a brilliant play? She got busted. She got caught.
Well, it was brilliant up until the point she got busted. Because he looked like he just had a few cocktails to me. You
all
would
right,
know.
Guys, I gotta go. I gotta get ready for this meeting. I'm going to keep you guys on, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay.
You didn't have to say anything.
Okay.
Tough.
Why are you saying something?
Because you did. Absolutely.
Oh, all right, then. You see how it works? Good morning to you.
You don't listen good. How you doing, Yusef?
What up, Blind Justice?
Nothing
who doesn't
much.
Listen
you
good?
Tell,
troubles.
You tell me what's going on.
Well, I've noticed how you two got back together, you Wonder Twins.
Come on, they don't listen
well,
good.
I have to give you a call after the show because I understand. Well, we'll talk later.
No, man, you ain't got to call me after the show, man. You
oh,
keep
yeah.
it to yourself. You make that bed. You
so who's
sleep
this
in
new
it
caller, Rod
up.
Dick? Who is this new guy calling in? His name is Rod Dick? Who is
no,
this?
No, his name is Rod
I think
Drake.
He's a preacher.
Roderick.
I think
Roderick
Rod's a preacher or something Devin. Like that. I think he's a preacher.
Oh, he's a preacher? Okay.
I think
he
so.
Ain't no preacher. How he going to go from preacher to saying, I love you, Reese, to gay sissy? Come on now.
Uh-oh.
Well, look at, listen to what you say, Reverend.
First of all,
listen to all the bullshit
the new,
you say.
If I'm a preacher, I'm the new style preacher, dirty, filthy rags, because we all dirty, filthy rags saved by grace. So this dirty, filthy rag don't have no right to belittle nobody. And when I get up there and talk about my dirty filthiness and show my dirty filthiness, then can't nobody say I'm pointing the finger at them. Because I'm 17 years
was,
and
was shorten it up.
11
shorten it up, Roger, because you're going to get put on mute for talking too long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What?
I'm 17 years, 11 months clean from all drugs and alcohol today. My drug of choice was
Amen.
Crack cocaine. So I was the lowest of the lowest of the lowest of the lowest scums of the earth. So I don't put nobody down. And I don't call myself a preacher. You can call me a preacher. I'm a reacher.
Well,
Hey,
okay.
Richard, I used to fuck with that
right.
shit, too. And we, you don't have to feel like you belittle people here because half of them
Thank you.
Are from Lilliput. These are Lilliputians.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying,
you,
man?
You're
walking around, you're Gulliver in the land of Lilliput, man. Come on,
Roger,
man.
Are you a gold digger?
Listen to him. Listen to
Roger,
him, man.
Roger, are you a gold digger?
You see the frequency
me?
There, old man?
Yeah,
why would
you
be a gold digger if your God owns your money?
My God owns
no,
your money.
No, no, I asked if you're a gold digger.
No, I said, why
what
would you be
mean,
a gold
John?
Digger
what?
If
define,
your God owns everything?
Gold digger, John, for everybody.
No, gold.
You know how you
gold
use
digger.
Oh, shut the
no,
fuck
no,
up,
sir.
Bitch.
No, sir.
He don't, hey, man, he, hey, he's a white
what does that
man.
Mean?
He don't know what you're talking about, man.
Have any gold?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a gold digger. We all have
well,
gold.
Well, look, man, I'm glad. I'm glad
you
11
are
years sobriety. That's a blessing.
Man. You're just, we all literally puke. We all from Lilliput.
Thank you.
No, they from Lilliput.
We all
man.
From Lilliput, man.
No,
come
I
on,
ain't
man.
From Lilliput. They from Lilliput.
Oh, they
they're,
from Lilliput.
They're Lilliput. Yeah, man.
Rod Dick, not gold digger, gold digger. G-O-A-L, a gold digger.
Well, why
like
did,
you have gold.
Why like a gold.
Oh, I did.
Like
I,
a gold.
I would rather, yeah, dig up gold. Yeah, goals, G-O-A-L, yeah, goals.
Yeah,
that's a new
that's
saying.
I
never heard that before.
Yeah,
I never,
not,
I
not,
never
not,
heard that
not,
before.
You
he had until now.
But you should have spelled
setup,
gold.
Yeah, it's not... You should have made that clear at first.
See, I can
no,
honestly King say
talks
I love
about
all
it all
y'all.
The time. I learned it from
I can
King
honestly
King.
Say
that's
I love
new?
All y'all.
Oh, man.
What the hell are you guys
I
talking
never heard
about?
Of gold digger. I never heard G-O-A-L digger. That's a
because you haven't been
anybody,
on this show long enough. Jay
does
King
anybody
talks about it all the time.
Listen to NPR?
But I can honestly say I love all y'all because y'all don't know. Unless you've been an only child, you don't know what it's like being an only child and God sending you family. God sent me all y'all as my family on the radio right now.
That's right.
The way I look
that's
at
right.
it.
Okay.
Well,
and
that's
I don't
good.
Know
why
you're
here.
All
right.
Go to the Six Eyes Radio Network group page and join on Facebook. Yes, I listen to NPR News every day. Black Means Say.
You do?
Yes.
Now,
yes,
did you hear the NPR CEO, I guess she gave a TED talk or some kind of speech, and she was saying that truth is overrated.
Huh?
She was saying that
yeah,
getting
that,
to the truth
another,
is
another
overrated.
Another big thing, tax dollars
like,
is supporting that entity, huh?
I just don't know.
Support
yeah.
that?
I just don't know if I want another ex-crackhead in my family. That's all.
Oh, Ali.
Too many.
There's a lot of X's around here.
Is the truth overrated now? I mean, is it better just to report stuff to make people feel good instead of the truth now?
We can't even hear you that good, Potter. You need to come closer to the phone.
Potty, are you ice fishing? Sounds like you're out on a lake.
How did that sound like he was out on a lake? What made you... Do you want to be out on the
well,
lake? How?
No, because
I'd
normally
have no imagination
the party lives
in
Canada. They ice fish. They ice fish in Canada.
Well, they
on
ice
lake.
Fished in Canada? That's why?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'd like to try it sometime. I've never done it, but I'd like to try it.
Yeah. So if he sounds low in America... Would he still be on a lake?
No, it just sounded like when some people say you sound like you're in a basement or you're in a bottle, like Jay said Reese was. He sounded like to me he
right.
was on a lake, ice fishing, that's all.
It sounded like he was on a lake, first of all. It sounded like he was and ice fishing and because he was in Canada. Whereas if he was in California, you wouldn't say, is he on a lake? But he could be on a lake.
No, if he
and
were
is
in
he
California,
fishing?
I'd
and he
ask
could
him
be
if he
fishing.
Was surfing. Are you surfing? I can't hear you. That's what I'd say if he was in California.
Well, you can fish in California, too.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any lakes that are frozen right now in California.
Well, see, now you're thinking. Now you're thinking. That's where I'm showing you where you fucked up.
Well, Jesus.
That's a fucked up statement you made. Shit didn't make any sense, man.
Youssef, let me in. That's all I ask. Just let me in.
Well, I'm trying to help you. You're dumb.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. You want to be into the kingdom, the new kingdom to come, just like the prayer, kingdom come, and the kingdom is coming near. That's why you're on Kings in the morning ever. You don't get it. So just sit back and do like you said you wanted to do is learn. Isn't
okay,
that what you said you wanted to do?
Yeah, I won't talk anymore. I'll just listen. You're right. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not telling you to not talk. I'm just letting you know that when you do talk, you sound stupid, white man. You sound fucked up. Everything you say isn't.
Why can't you just call
good.
Me man? And it's Beckman. Come on.
You know, I call you white man. You remind me of the white man. You got the white man disease. When I was young, they used to say, oh, he got the white man disease. When brother do something crazy, they say, oh, you got the white man disease. And you're that white man that diseased him. Started telling one motherfucker to talk this way and think this way and look this way and be over here and don't be over there and don't be with them. That kind of shit. You got the white man disease. You think
that
when
a white
you
man
say
impression?
Something.
That didn't sound white.
I know it wasn't white. It was the description of the white man by a nigger. You stupid motherfucker. You just heard that I said it. You just stupid motherfucker. Don't tell me that didn't sound white and you heard it come from a nigger. Stupid motherfucker.
Fred, how well do you know you said,
fucking
bro?
Trick is use your fucking head, man. You want to hang
around? You know what's
gonna
fuck everybody up when they realize the chosen race is the black race from the tribe of Judah.
Wait a minute!
Jesus,
there it is.
Jesus
was
black.
Oh my God!
And Jesus was
this
black.
Oh my God!
That's gonna fuck
there
the
it
world
is.
Up.
Listen, bring it out.
I didn't realize that there it is. There it
listen,
is.
Listen.
Oh my goodness!
See?
Oh my
look,
goodness!
Look at the frequency. See, that's the frequency.
Hold
yo.
On.
Check
I'm
it out.
So happy.
Check it out, man.
I'm so happy.
See.
There's somebody else who said that the black people are the chosen race. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. No one's ever said that before. It's the first time anyone's ever realized it.
It's true. It's true.
Oh, my God. Youssef Kente, by the way, I just listened to you talk about when you were a kid. I finally figured it out. The white people wouldn't let you play in their reindeer games, could they? You're rude.
Well, let me say
you're fucking,
let me tell you
you're
something. When
Rudolph.
I was institutionalized,
Rudolph.
I went around.
Rudolph.
As
you're Rudolph.
I was undefeated. I was on a championship.
You were
no
Rudolph, nigga. You were Rudolph.
No.
Nobody
no,
would let you
no,
play in their
no.
reindeer game.
No,
they called you donkey,
no,
and they wouldn't
no.
play with you. And you've had resentment
no.
ever since. The white
no.
people wouldn't play with you, and now you're running around preaching this nonsense about the master race. You're a mini Hitler. You're a nigger Nazi.
First of all, I wasn't the one that made
hold
the
on.
Statement.
And
you
guys, wait
down.
A minute. Hold on. And Roderick, hold on. And Roderick is one of your accolades. He's your Joseph Goebbels. That's who he is.
Wow.
It's Hitler and Joseph Goebbels, both of you running around talking about the master race. Listen to you motherfuckers. Listen to you niggas talk.
Ever heard.
You motherfuckers are running around here talking about your superiority, and then had the fucking audacity to say that I had a supremacist attitude. You fucking hypocrite, Roderick. You fucking hypocrite. You sit up here talking about how the black man is God.
But the truth is hurting your white black ass.
No. Listen to me. Roderick. Roderick. Listen to me. You guys always.
Was Jesus Christ a supremacist spirit?
Listen to me. It always comes out. It always comes out in the wild.
Hey, wait a minute, Roger.
It always comes out in the wash.
It always comes out in the wash, dude. You people always reveal yourself. You can't help it.
Reese.
You can't help
Reese, why don't you let Roderick.
Yes, sir.
Reese.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you let Roderick talk and Reese, why don't you let Roderick talk?
No problem.
And then Roderick, let Reese talk, because you sound fucked up.
Oh, nigga, okay. now you trying to be a host, Kente? You on the board, Kente?
You come with those comments talking about me and I forgot the Yusuf's name. I think it's Yusuf. You saying that me and him is like Adolf Hitler's spirit. But the real true Adolf Hitler spirit that was adopted in the world came from slavery spirit. It came from the slave master spirit. So when you
Roderick.
Say me and Reese are radical, no, we're not radical like you're saying. And Jesus Christ was not considered a supreme.
There he is, officer.
To show all, but his name wasn't Jesus Christ, and he wasn't white. He was a black man, a dark black man that you probably hated, just like you hate me and Yusuf.
Let me say this to you, my friend. It always comes out in the wash, and I wish, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I keep waiting for one of your ilk to come out of the woodwork and say something new. Like, I'm hoping that somebody comes out and says something so profound that is irrefutable and undeniable. But guess what? Your talking points are so lame and so regurgitated, nothing new comes from it. Because the people of your ilk are not thinkers. You're repeaters. You're parakeets. Right? You say the same thing over and over again because you're not thinkers. You're just repeaters. And you've got to be a thinker. Because if you thought about what you were saying, you would realize that you were the biggest hypocrite of all. You came after me and said I sounded like a supremacist and then went on to explain to me how your black skin is superior and didn't even notice you were saying it, which means you are a mind-numb radical. You actually say the things that you say that you're against when they appear positive for you. So maybe you should think about the stuff that you say. Perhaps in the end, you might realize that when I'm getting shut down, when I'm getting shut up, that you should probably listen to me. Because the only time they ever tell anyone to shut up is when they're telling the truth. Galileo, ring a bell. Every person who's ever told something different than the talking point has been imprisoned, shut down, and silenced. Think about that for a minute. The echo chamber always gets the echo. The people who are silenced are the ones you should be listening to, because everybody is telling that guy to shut up, because it's an uncomfortable truth, because it is true. So, go ahead. Please tell me about the master race, Joseph Goebbels, and I'll let Hitler sing your praises.
Well, Rick didn't say about the master race. What he said, according to... What he said.
You said you would let Rob talk. Come on.
What are you talking about, man?
What he said was
he talked about, according to your writings, Jesus Christ is coming from the tribe of Judah, according to what is taught to children in institutions by religion. When you first capture people, you have missions, and then you educate them, and you give them your church. And your church says, according to your readings, that the tribe of Judah is going to give birth to the Messiah. Now, when you reach back and find who is this tribe of Judah, they were melanated. That's what he said. That's all. Now, you came and tried to form some distortion and said that he's superior, that he said the color black is the superior color when you look at the color spectrum. All comes from black.
Now, when you saw the eclipse, when you saw, see, now you know, shut up. When you saw the eclipse for the world to see, when it was dark, you saw that everything was under darkness, black. And it only can be shown when it's black. Now, you want to hear something new. There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. But definitely, you can see by the eclipse, there's something above the sun.
Be quiet, man. Man, you don't sound straight. You sound like you on crack, man.
There you go. There you go.
You sound like you on serious crack.
Why would the Most High bring some black people, man?
There's everybody out here. You always trying to turn shit around to some black shit.
I said the color spectrum.
No, ain't no color. Ain't no color. You ain't no goddamn color, you goddamn ignorant ass nigga.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I don't want to get into the Youssef thing.
I distinguish.
You ain't distinguished nothing. This place got a whole bunch of different people in it. And if it got a whole bunch of different people in it, that means all of us are supposed to be here. It ain't just no one people.
No one said.
No one said black people are the only ones supposed to be here.
No one said black people are the only ones supposed to be
you
here.
You said No one said black people are the only ones supposed to be here.
No one
Roderick, let me express this to you. Did you get my point when I said you started off by saying that I had a supremacist attitude and then you turned around and said...
You know what the point is? I got to interrupt you because you don't understand nobody else's point but your own, sir.
Okay,
did you hear what Youssef said? Did you hear what Youssef said?
I'm not talking about Youssef. No. Youssef
notwithstanding,
I'm talking about
the spirit. I'm asking you a question.
I didn't say that you were, Roderick. Let me ask you the question, Roderick, and then you can answer.
You were the supremacist.
No, Roderick, first of all, that's called tongue-in-cheek. I said I'm supreme is what I said. But I'm going to ask you again.
We all are supreme.
Okay, Roderick, let me get to my question. You started off with the supremacist notion because that was called an ad hominem attack, right? The objective was to say that I was acting...
Did. Can you explain what you just
said? An attack, I'll be happy to. I'll be happy to. When you say that I was at, you said that I had a supremacist spirit. That is an attack that is supposed to silence me, right? Because if I have a supremacist attitude, I don't want to be called supremacist. You got to let me finish.
I asked you, did you have a supremacist spirit?
No, you said you didn't ask me. You didn't ask me. I should have asked you.
I apologize.
But you didn't ask me. Do you have a supremacist spirit? No, I do not have a supremacist spirit. But here's what I do have.
Okay.
Here's what I do
have. We corrected that.
I have. Okay. I'm a critical. Who is that?
Yeah, it's moving, but it makes me feel like I'm moving sometimes, especially my vertigo.
Okay.
Hold on, you guys. I am very critical. Hold on.
I don't know who that is.
I'm going to find out which one of these motherfuckers making all this goddamn noise.
That sounds like Jay.
Yeah. I'm back.
That was Mary
making
that noise.
I'm going to put my phone on mute.
That was Mary.
When I ain't talking, I put my phone on mute. Well, I put everybody else on mute. I'll put all the girls on mute because they can't keep their goddamn mouths shut. Okay, go ahead. Teach them all to, you the leader, Jay. Teach them all to just put their phone on mute when they ain't talking. Like right now, I'm going on mute.
Hey, man, I've been telling these motherfuckers to put their phones on mute since the 1900s. They don't give a damn.
Don't give up, man. We can't reinvent
the wheel here on this show. We've been at it for years. We know what people should
and shouldn't be doing.
Okay, do you guys respect the leadership of this show? Which is
no, they don't. No, they do not. They don't give a damn about the leadership. That's why the leadership got a mute button, and he uses that motherfucker on a regular basis.
I guess that sums it up. Roderick, you asked the question.
Okay, can I finish? Let me finish my point for Roderick.
Your theory
makes
sense, but it hasn't happened for years.
I'll put myself on mute. I'll put myself on mute in 2 seconds, but I want to say, hold on. Okay.
Jay, why did you keep me on mute, Jay?
I didn't put you on mute.
You're not on mute.
Yeah, oh, that's Ali. Mute, see, Ali playing with the board, man.
No.
See? Whoever, somebody put me on mute and took me off mute.
One thing I see about Jay King,
and then that sound
came. Okay,
I appreciate getting to know you, man. From an artist, being your fan, to right now. You really don't give up on
that's
people.
Put yourself on mute. We can hear your conversation.
That's Fred's motherfucking phone with all that goddamn
mute.
Talking. That was Fred's goddamn phone. That wasn't no woman.
Wow. Well, Jay, Fred, you make Fred sound like a woman, so, we
so
do
you
what
call
we
Fred
do.
A woman?
Yeah, well, he got something feminine in the body. He got all that goddamn talking in the background.
Okay. Thank you, Kai.
Sorry about that.
So, Reese, making your point, Reese.
What am I making
your point?
My point? Roderick. Roderick, I'll make my point, bro. I'll try to be brevity being the soul of wit. Let me say it like this. I don't have a problem with people bolstering their own ego for the sake of an argument, right? If you believe that black people are superior or they're the chosen one, hey, God bless you, okay? But when you start disparaging other people as a means to silence them, as if to suggest that, look, I just have a different point of view. You don't have to like it. In fact, I encourage you to dislike it. But the biggest problem I have with anybody who dislikes it is telling me that I don't have a right to say it. And I have every right to say it. I will argue you, debate you, and dispute what you believe. But I will never tell you that you don't deserve an opportunity to speak. Nor will I disparage you by saying you don't sound a certain way. Right? You don't sound black, so therefore you're diminished in capacity.
It's not that you don't sound black, Reese. It's what you say.
Jay King? Jay King?
Sound,
I'm sorry. I don't remember asking his dad to speak. I don't remember asking his
dad. I'm not his dad, but because
okay, but he's a grown man, and he's older than you.
Because you
but
try
he's
to
older
turn
than
shit
him.
Around
who's
and make it about the way you motherfucking sound. It ain't how you sound. It's the shit that come out your motherfucking mouth. It's the bullshit.
Well, I know. I can say this, Jay. I can say this. When I have the show on and Reese come on and I'm anywhere,
well, wait, I let people listen.
And I ask them, I said, what color do you think he is? And everyone is shocked. Only one that believed that you was black was Keone. Keone in all my circles, everywhere. Keone said he meet people like you all the
time. Okay.
And so
Jay
that's what made me, I kind of looked at him, but everybody, Jay.
Okay.
Everybody.
Let me address Jay King, please. Jay King, since you invoked my name and invoked what I say.
Mm-hmm.
You can't dispute what I just said. I have a right to say it. You can call it bullshit. I don't have a problem with you calling it bullshit.
What you're saying is how you sound. I'm saying that's not what people. So no, what do you mean?
Well, let him speak for himself.
Motherfucker, you said it's how you sound. It's not how you sound. It's what you say. Bernard Middlebrook said, I said it earlier, it took Reese a lifetime to perfect that act. Dave Smith said he degraded black people. Jay had to convince me that this tech is in black.
Wait, hold on. I need to see, Jay King, this is the point I'm talking. Wait. Jay King, you let a lot of people attack me, and then you put me on mute so I can't respond.
No, I'm
trying
to tell you something, and then I'll open your mic so you can talk. So go ahead.
Okay, so now, don't put me on mute. Let me respond, okay? Now, I want to go down the line. You said Dave Smith said what?
Dave Smith said he degrades black people. Jay had to convince me that this peck of wood is black.
Okay, thank you. Dave Smith, let me explain to you why you're the worst kind of fucking black hypocrite. Because you, and don't ever think that I will forget, nigga, you called the cop. You called the fucking cop one day when I was on here talking about Barack Obama sucking dick. You had to call Jay King out of a meeting so that daddy could come look under your bed and get the monster out the closet, nigga. Never, ever think that I will forget that. You are more concerned about the words that come out of my mouth. You want to know why? Because you could probably box me into next week. But guess what? I have been fucking beating your ass undefeated with my words. Undefeated. I've been kicking your fucking ass with what I say.
Dave Smith is black.
Reese, what's your record with you and I? What's
no,
all
that's
hold
true.
On.
That's
I've been
true.
Kicking, I've been kicking your
black.
Ass.
Reese
I've been kicking
black.
Your
black.
Ass and everybody else's ass. Everybody else's ass with my words. You want to know why? Because what I say,
right.
as Jay King just
right.
articulated, affects you
right.
more. You would sooner shout me down than to watch black kids shooting each other in the street where you say nothing. You would sooner
hey,
turn
hey,
a blind eye to black
Reese,
kids murdering themselves in the street.
Take a
hold on.
Reese,
let me finish.
Actually said,
Reese, make your point. I was the
Wait
one
a minute.
Can I
you
something?
Will sooner. You will sooner
okay.
turn a blind eye to black kids getting murdered in the street, but raise holy hell at Reese not respecting black people. Nigga, knock it off. You're focusing on the
Jeff
wrong
Carlin
thing.
Said, Jeff Carlin said, Dave Smith, I had a buddy who was black as charcoal, and he talked whiter than me. It was the strangest thing. When he would start talking, you could see people kind of do a double take. Mr. Elias said, give me a fucking break, Reese.
Too bad, LES. The bottom line is there's a reason why Reese on the radio is probably the most controversial person ever on the Jay King Network, because I've got you sewn up like a fucking bad goddamn toupee. What I say affects
so Reese,
you. Always.
So, Reese.
Always.
Reese, you use
I'm
the term
undefeated.
Today.
I'm undefeated in fucking with your personal
feelings. I know.
Undefeated.
Reese. Right, you're undefeated, Reese.
Hopkins, take a breath before your fucking blood
God
pressure goes through the roof.
Nah, you know, Mary, you know how this
Reese,
guy gets
wait,
out.
Reese,
you should
I
get a T-shirt
Reese,
that says
I'm the one
tractor.
That I'm the one that asked you, can I say something? And then your ex-wife,
ahead,
you know what, Reese? You know what, Reese?
Go ahead,
she
sir.
Has something on you. Your ex-wife is
uh-huh.
really in control of you right now. I told you to keep her.
Uh-huh.
I told you
okay.
she should have kept her and managed both
okay.
of them.
Okay, again, can
Didn't
you
I
get back
you
to your
shit?
Point? Why are you so easily
well,
distracted? You're like a cat.
Well, I wanted to, but I just noticed serendipity
right now. Get back to
right
your
now.
Point, silly. Get
I
back
wanted,
to your
the point.
Point.
I wanted to, I wanted to
Elliot,
see the point that your
Mr.
woman
Elliot
is still
said,
in charge
not me. I never listen to you. I think you like to start shit. I'm John Beckman.
Elias,
I have your back with all these haters here. See how they treat you and me with no respect, none whatsoever.
Oh, let me respond. To listen, here's the difference. Here's the difference between you and me, John. The difference between you and I, John, is one simple. Nick, I invite the hate. I await the hate.
Right.
It's my Latin life. Most people want to be loved. I don't want your love. Don't need it.
Johnny
I B, love me.
Right.
Professor Keone says, King, Reese Edgar Hoover just said he has a problem with people who tell him what he can't say. And to Hoover's point, I agree. But that lumpy-faced nigga feels like he has the right to tell half the population that they don't have the right to choose an abortion or not, regardless of the reason. Suck a dick, lady. Snitchy Smurf said, by inserting the qualifying Peckerwood, King Dave just side-called King Reese a white man while saying he knows he's a black man.
Right.
I'm
still trying to understand. Keone.
You a turtle. When Jay or Reese ain't here, a turtle stick his neck, stick on his back.
Okay. Keone, with all due respect, Carl cannot. What are you doing here? Don't you have another baby to abort? Get on it. And I'm glad you're aborting babies. I don't think there should be any offspring with your DNA existing. Hurry up and abort another baby. In fact, save me the trouble. Whoever your impregnator, throw her down a flight of steps now.
So Reese, you do know you use the word softy serve today. And that was, when you first heard that is when I described you coming to Sacramento, making you
the icon.
See, there you go.
I don't think I ever used the word softy serve.
You used it today, bitch.
I said soft serve ice cream. Good morning, softy serve.
That's the same thing I said, bitch.
Jeff Carlin said Reese is like a cockroach. He stands in front of Terminex Squad every day and still keeps going like nothing happened. Reese is the picture of resilience.
No, Reese is a bitch, and he's a son of a bitch.
Please don't talk to me about bitches. Please, dude, don't talk to me about bitches. Don't talk to me about bitches on this program.
How long have they been doing this?
You got more people.
How many years have you thought that Reese been doing this?
Are you talking about bitches? Everybody on this show is whined about something that I said. Who are the bitches?
It's boring.
You guys are sensitive about words. You guys are sensitive about the words that I say. You have lost. Motherfuckers kicked me off the network
Reese.
For things that I said. Don't talk to me about bitches.
Reese, you flew to Sacramento to want to kick my ass because of what I said. Don't you remember?
Hey, dude. And when I showed up
to Sacramento.
And when I showed up, you gave me a big giant hug, right? You squeezed me on the ass and you asked for my autograph. Remember?
Well, no. What I recognize is that my words affect you. You know what you did?
John Beckman has your weenie in his mouth. Reese, I'm proud that you and I are officially Peckerwood.
Let me tell you what Kente did, Reese. Kente brought you to him.
Oh, boy.
I just put your phone
no,
up
you,
on
you, you Kente, Kente, you gave
Nigga,
him
you
a big old hug. You grabbed his ass and you sat by him.
You're on mute. And John Beckman on mute because of Reese. John Beckman said, Reese,
I'm proud
of you. Yeah, hold on. Let me read something. I'm proud of you that you and I are officially Peckerwood. I wear that as a badge of honor, and I hope you do as well. Jeffaroni doesn't because he's a yes man. It breaks my heart. Jeff Carlin says, yes, you're right, John. And he gives him the finger. Dave Smith said, Reese, when this show is over, I don't think about your Peckerwood bitch ass. Monkey said, Youssef did all that, Reese, but he was also on his – you did all that, Reese, but he was also on his knees. I don't know what that means. Denise said, Reese just loves to hear his own voice. John Beckman said, if Reese and I are Peckerwood, does that make Mary a Peckerbush? I don't know what's a pecker bush.
Oh, man.
Well, because I'm a female, and females, they, you know, have a, well, I don't, but have a bush.
That's that third hour of power talk when
morning,
I got married.
Pop, you put us on mute for that bullshit. What kind of shit is that?
I know, exactly.
I put you
exactly.
on mute so I can read. Yeah, so I can read because you guys don't know how to shut the fuck up. And I'm doing it
again
when you don't know how to shut the fuck up.
Dave Smith, first of all, he's a liar. Let me finish. But Dave Smith, you said that after the show you don't think about me. Dave Smith, you actually checked out my show, which is a long 8 hours after this one. Please stop
Tom Rada said, Reese, you should stand in front of Terminex and commit pesticide.
Okay, all right. Tom Rada,
in the future, leave the jokes to the professional, or at least write me, and I'll write the joke for you. Nice try,
actually,
though.
Actually, that was pretty good, Hopkins. That was a pretty good joke.
Okay, so we understand each other.
Yeah,
this
so
show, pretty. This show is notorious for being affected by what I say because it doesn't comport to what you believe, and it's always back at calling me white or calling me other. Instead of debating what I say, it's always about dismissing me for wanting to be an other instead of debating what I say, which means that, again, I'm undefeated in crushing your feelings.
Well, you did say some truthful stuff.
Reese, I like the way you did listen to what I had to say, and then I enjoyed that because it was real cool until that bitch-ass motherfucker came in and talked about how I said Reese, because you knew that I was talking about the color of color. I didn't say nothing about
Reese,
nobody cares.
That's a long time ago, nigga. You smoking that DeLorean weed,
nigga. Nigga, you the bitch. You the trick. You ain't, boy, you the fakest nigga.
You the trick, nigga. You the one. You the one to hug Reese. You hug Reese and grabbed his booty,
nigga.
And then you sat by, and then you ordered some cake,
nigga. You the fakest nigga. The fakest.
That
put that nigga on mute, Jay.
Absolute nothing. That was a
wasted
half an hour.
That's
why I stepped away.
That was thunder on Lilliput, bitch.
Reese,
no, I was not
a monkey said.
It's the same thing.
Monkey said, Reese is such a narcissist, it's funny. Where the hell is Ali?
Our apologies.
Jay Smith said, you're not the first niggonkey I ever met. There's nothing special about you, Reese. Dave Smith, if there was nothing special about me, you wouldn't talk about me every time. Now, listen. I know you're trying to convince everybody, even yourself, that I am not a thorn in your side, dude, but you can't help but talk to me or about me because I own you. And I know you don't think you do, but that's because most slaves don't know when they're owned.
I've seen you own Yusuf Kente at the California Pizza Kitchen.
Now, just
Reese,
so
when he
you
came
know,
in there,
just so you,
and he gave
just
you that,
so you know,
Reese.
If I don't own you, Dave Smith, never say another word about me and just ignore
listen
my existence. But you can't ignore me.
You already shot him, Reese. How many times are you gonna shoot Dave Smith, Reese?
Oh no, well, we shoot to kill here. We don't shoot the maim or injure. We shoot the
okay,
kill.
My bad.
So Dave
my
Smith,
bad.
Ali,
you
just move on
Ali,
and never mention me again.
You the fakest nigga
but
I ever
can.
Seen in my life, nigga.
You the fakest nigga. A nigga said
well,
he was
I'm
gonna whoop your
know,
ass.
Nigga.
He flew to Sacramento.
Nigga,
you hugged him.
Bitch,
you grabbed his ass, and then you sat
ass.
By him and his girl and ordered cake and offered him some sweet ass
oh, did
nigga.
Did I? Oh, I did. That's what you got out of that? That's how you frame that? That's how you frame that? All right. It's all good. It's all good. Or it's all
everybody was eating savory food, but you ordered a sweet cake, nigga.
I'll write a rap to you. All right, and it'll be the truth. It's going to be the truth, nigga. You the fakest nigga. Nigga, and
you can't
I can bring
eat
it up,
nigga.
Oh, nigga.
Wait,
nigga.
Actually, hold on for a second. I want to see if I've convinced Dave Smith to never talk about me again. Let me see if I
can convince Dave Smith
of all
God damn.
Oh, no. I just want to know if I manipulated him into never mentioning my name again. I just want to see how easy it is.
Are we done with that?
I don't know, Jay. Can you tell me? Does Dave Smith have another comment for me, or have I manipulated him into never uttering my word?
What I like is how you let the court be open in your king's court, because I'll be sharpening my blade, my double-edged sword, especially on a river. That is the reason why I am here. is for him.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Are you sitting up here talking about a double-edged sword? Dude, you have a butter knife.
And people respond.
Okay, hold on. LES, stop it with the you say stupid shit thing. LES, I've already dismantled you enough times. Even you're angry about it. Okay? LES, stop it. Calling it stupid shit. You can't name the stupid shit. You just say dumb shit and you think that it resonates. LES, keep it moving, bro. Keep it moving.
Reese, you know why I say that I'm Africa and I don't have to go to Africa? Because I bring niggas.
Because you can't name a country in Africa.
No, nigga. No, nigga. Let me tell you something. I never have to go to Africa. I am Africa.
Of course
you
not.
You came to Africa, nigga. Nigga,
are
you
every
came
Africa?
Here.
Good morning,
oh,
Anne Marie.
Bitch ass. Bitch, I
are
brought
you Libya
you
too?
Here.
Are you
I
Libya?
Brought you. I brought you. Did you tell your girl the reason why you're going to going back to Cali? Did you tell her the real
Mr.
reason
LES
why
you're
going
liar.
Back to Cali? To Cali.
Okay.
To Cali.
LES, okay, hold on.
You know
LES.
What? I don't think
LES.
So.
LES.
I really don't think so.
Here's, let me just say one final. Let me say one final thing to LES. LES. Look,
Jelena
check
said,
this out. LES.
Jelena said it works both ways, Reese. Reese holds on to everyone just as much as he says they hold on to him.
Yes. Oh, okay. Sure. 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 We do, Jelena. Yeah. Absolutely. Mr. LES, let's try something on for size, sir. Okay? If you ever want to debate me, if you ever want to challenge me, you know where to go. I've got telephone numbers. I've got three shows that you can always call.
Is that why you invited me to come on your show?
Yes, LES. Of course I invited you to come on. Because, again, all you have to do is, and again, I give you the free form. My show is an hour, and it can go as long as I want it to. So if you ever came on my show, you can call in, and I will let you have the floor. But every one of you talking shit about Reese doesn't know what he's talking about, you're too pussy to show up.
Bitch ass, when
and
I
you
came to your
you too
show,
pussy.
You didn't know it. You didn't
nigga,
know what
you
the
haven't
fuck
been
you
there in 10
about.
Years.
You
haven't been there in 10
time,
years.
Reese. Bitch ass, it only took well, one
says,
time. You didn't even know that America got paid reparations.
Especially
you didn't even know
I can't
that
hear,
America.
I can't hear you,
yeah,
Jay.
Yeah, I know, because everybody don't want it heard.
You have
that's
to
why.
Tell your kids to stop shouting. What were you saying, Jay?
He said, I don't support assholes, especially chaste ones.
LES, again, because you're a pussy. Just show up.
And
it'll cost
Dave
you nothing.
Smith said nobody is listening to that bullshit.
That's and Dave Smith, also a pussy. You're in a safe space right now where Jay King agrees with you and you agree with Jay King and you get to put your comments that Jay King will happily read for you because they insult Reese. So you have
no,
a
read,
favorable audience.
What are you talking about? I read everybody's comments.
Jay,
Reese.
Slow down. That's not a slight on you. Pay attention
bitch
to what I just
you
said,
you didn't even know in World War
you
II,
agree with them. Not only
you
do you agree with them, J. King.
That America got paid reparations.
J. King, not only, hold on, not only do you agree with them, J. King, you defend them. And they know that. Because when they call me white, you call me white, too. Yes, you do.
Well, but Reese, you are Reese.
And then all
you call
of a sudden,
you white.
Reparations
you
got
said yourself
no,
J.
King.
On this show,
yeah.
You said yourself J. King. On this show, J. King, I have friends who call me white. Your wife said that you're white. Your ex-wife said that you're the whitest black dude she knows.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
but you just,
words.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait. You just gave an example. You said, Reese, you say that you're white, and the two examples you gave were
yeah.
other people saying it? I never said
yeah,
it.
But, you
but I
got to
say
said,
this.
You say you're white?
Reese has never been as white as O.J. Simpson was. So I have to, you
okay,
know, say
now,
that.
All I'm going to say is this, J.
You.
King, and again, you're
fuck
deflecting
you,
from the
fuck
comments
Beckman.
I said about
peck,
LES
peck.
And Dave Smith. They
peck
make the comments,
peck.
You read them, you guys are in lockstep with each other, and all I said to them was step out of their comfort zone, get out of their safe space, and come challenge me. And they keep saying, oh, I wouldn't bother, because they're afraid to.
Not because
I know the fear. Stop drinking. Why are you defending them?
Because they're
why
not
are
the
you
show.
Defending
like
Israel? Why are you defending Israel?
Nobody's afraid of you, Reese. Why would anybody come on your show to talk to you about the ignorant shit you believe? I wouldn't. It don't make no sense. You're not inviting anybody on your show to have a discussion. Everybody knows that you come on and that you want to argue, and you're going to argue to your audience what you believe. To an audience that believe it with you. You have, just like you said on January 6th, I'm the safest place for a black man at a Trump rally. And these are new people that maybe will become my friends or listen to my show. John Beckman said, Monkey said, Beckman, take your pills for the CTE. Sounds like the old people home left the front door open again.
So I got to say, in Reese's defense, he doesn't argue when you go over to his show. He'll let you say what you have
Thank
to
you.
Say and give you a word.
And, you didn't know what
and if I may, J. King, hold on. I'd like to correct the record. J. King, what do
you
mean
you come
nobody?
On this show?
You've been on my show.
You come on this show
wait, wait,
argue.
J. King, what do you mean
you
nobody
show,
will go
argue.
On my show?
Yeah.
You've been there five
That's
times.
That's what I wonder.
Hold on. J. King, you said nobody will come on my show? You've been on there five times.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about this
show.
Oh, then no, wait. You said nobody.
Yeah, you
because
did.
I argue. You came on my show.
Well, okay, that's why your dumb ass is on mute. And this is why your dumb ass is on mute. Both of you stupid motherfuckers on mute.
Hey, Jay, who argues more, Yousef or Reese?
Huh?
That's two. Get Beckman's ass, too, Jay. Get Beckman's ass, too. He's a fool.
Why? I'm just asking a question. Why should I be muted? I said, who are you for? You
typing
or Reese?
Why are you typing shit instead of saying shit? Why are you trying to be in two places at once?
I'm ambidextrous. I'm doing both.
Oh, you're doing both. Huh?
You know what? You're misrepresenting J. King. I know, J. King, there's a reason why I call you a liar, because you were on my show five times and no argument ensued.
The nigga didn't even call my name. You can't even call my name. The nigga said, that's why you on mute.
You argued when I was on your show, Reese. What are you talking about? It was an argument. Yes, it was.
Again, Yousef, you, J. King, I've had people who are pro-Palestine on my show. I've had people who disagree with me on my show. I've had plenty of people on my show.
You wanted me to be on your show.
Hold on. I had Thomas Cotton on my show. Jeffrey was here about that.
Jay.
There was no argument.
I'm going to Jay. I'm going to listen to Jay. I'm not going to hold on for you.
Professor Keone said, King, ask Hoover if Dave Smith goes on his show to debate him. Is Bumpy willing to beat Dave Smith in the middle of a ring for a boxing match? Now, I'll let you answer.
What does that have to do with the
fight? Yes, motherfucking yes. If Dave Smith comes into my ring, I'll happily go into his.
I think Reese might be Dave Smith, though.
No, my word. What?
On the show.
I got my money on Reese.
Reese, you've never been on my show. Don't sit up here and talk about what my show is going to be like. You don't even watch it.
And he damn sure don't sound like he ain't never been in a fight, and he ain't never had his ass whooped. He ain't never been punched, slapped, none of that. Pushed.
Hey, by the way, if you want to ask somebody, if you want to ask someone impartial, ask Jeffaroni. Ask Jeff Carlin what my show's like. He'll be honest.
Reese, we had a half an hour. You have a whole show. You could have brought up a topic
of interest or something like that. Yeah, you and only yourself just wasted a half an hour with the same thing that you guys do every day, all the time. And again, as a listener, this is boring.
Reese, how long have you had your show?
This is boring.
Conrado wants to know how long you've had your show.
A little more than 11 years.
Before he was with NBC and XXC, before he was with the Potter Group, he's been all over the world.
Dave Smith,
hey, Jay, do you ever check out the harmony?
I'm sorry, Dave Smith said what?
Do you ever check out the harmony when you just let Reese, Beckman, and Potty Mouth all talk?
I thought somebody asked me whether or not I would go in the ring. You think it's worse than hearing you and Reese go back and forth? Let me tell you something. I just cringe. Y'all voices sound like fake fucks.
Potter, I stand behind you. Nobody wants to hear that. But I'd like to hear the Dave Smith offer.
Yeah,
Keone said that Dave Smith, if I went into his ring, if he came into my ring, would I go into his? Well, what's the response, Dave Smith?
You know what, Fred? When they imitate you, he makes you sound effeminate. What the hell are you talking about? You don't like our voices.
Say that again. I love it. Do it again. What do you mean? You don't like our voices. Motherfucker, he fell right into it. We just come from different walks of life. And, you know, you shit. There's some okey-dokey going on here, baby.
Beckman, you're a cornball.
Oh, so I guess I'm never going to get my question.
Man, we don't want to fight with you, Reese. Don't nobody want to fight with you. Your voice makes my asshole hurt.
Okay.
God,
I didn't think
damn.
So.
I'll be honest with you, dog. I said, okay.
I didn't think anybody wanted to fight
with you, man. You're too intelligent for me. I'm not talking with you. I don't want no smoke, man. Your words is too big for me, Reese. I ain't coming for you, dog.
Jay King is a cock blocker. Jay King is a cock blocker. He says, don't nobody want to go on your show.
Jay King is a cock blocker.
You remember what Jay King did to, what was homeboy's name? Scooter McFadden, whatever the dude's name was. Remember he was scaring him into coming on my show?
Reese, you said I've never listened to your show, but you don't even remember. You and I had a debate on your show one time.
Oh, that's right. Did you like Potter? We did a long time ago. 100% right.
No, you didn't. The only time you fought when there was a battle at Bikini Bottom. That's the only time it was an
You two heroes came together.
Yeah, that's what he is.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
That's what he is.
I'm going to show you. Hey, Kente, you might want to go on Facebook. I'm going to show you guys the new extended version of the video.
Thank you.
One's supposed to be supposed to end, or something like that. But that is the the extended version that we're doing. Yeah. So I'm going to put them up on YouTube, both of them. The first one first, because it's not on YouTube. It's only on my page. This isn't up anywhere. I'm going to put it up on YouTube in a couple of weeks. I'll put the first one up on YouTube this week. So I don't know who's calling from 415-361, but we didn't want to hear your conversation that you were having in the background for what we were doing here. That's why you've been on mute for the whole time. My name is Jake Lieberman, Tolliver, Johnny Van Tucker Davis, Yusef Kente, Brother Reverend Ali, Simi Braxton, Reese on the radio, Roderick, Snitchy Smurf, Chocolate Peach, Big Charles, John Beckman, Potter, and Mary Hopkins. Tell me to get busy living because you don't have enough time down. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Come up next episode, I will follow.
The J-King Network, where the people come together. The J-King Network, where the people come together. The J-King Network, where the people come together. The people come together. The J-King Network, where the people come together.
Nonetheless, the offer still stands. The offer still stands. Don't let anybody cockblock themselves out of ever challenging me on my show. I just think, in my humble opinion, I just think you pussies. Truth be told, I think Jay King's a little afraid of you to go on my show, too. That's just my opinion.
Oh, what the fuck? You whack.
No, why would I agree with afraid for anybody? Why would I be afraid for anybody to come on your show?
You want my honest answer to that? Could I answer that honestly?
Yeah.
You're trying to promote it.
Okay. Because you really do spend, and I'm saying this as your friend, not as somebody just trying to be inflammatory. You do a lot of jumping in when I'm in a debate or a discussion with somebody. You do a lot of jumping in for them, and I think it's disrespectful.
It's not because I don't want people to come on your show. It's because you guys...
I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about in general. When I'm in a debate with somebody, you do a lot of jumping in. That's why I started doing that whole, hey, you know,
something when you're
your
arguing. You mean when you're arguing with people.
I'll be debating with somebody, and you jump in for them.
No, you love the word
argue. Let me finish.
You argue
I'm talking
that
to Jay.
Okay, fine,
whatever.
You argue.
When I'm arguing with somebody, Jay King, you jump in, and I think it's disrespectful to the person who I'm debating with when you have to jump in for them, because I think
no,
we're
no,
either arguing.
Because it's an argument. If it was a debate, I wouldn't jump in.
Well, whatever, JT. I think you come in and you try to save them. I think you come in and try to save them. And it always prevents them.
I'm not trying to save them. I'm trying to save my show.
Okay, whatever the case is, JT, in the third hour, it's not your show anymore.
You're a troll.
And you envy Jay.
You spend motherfucking 7 hours a day over here.
JK,
in the
you
workshop,
surely. And by
bitch.
The way, if you're worried, concerned about saving your
bitch,
show,
you
would put yourself
like
on
you over here because you know Jay is a workman and he made Pinocchio. And you want to learn to be learned, motherfucker.
If you really were concerned about saving your show, you would save it for yourself regularly.
You got your own fucking show, and you're over here in this fucking workshop. Why?
Okay, so, Jay, first of all, I think that that's an excuse. I think it's an excuse when you say you're trying to save your show. Because look at what Youssef's doing right now, and you do nothing.
No one gives a fuck about your thinking.
Right.
Why don't
you go to your own workshop
and build your own fucking
school? So what I say still stands.
Now you just
think that Jay King,
you're going to say Phil next, but you think and believe.
I think
that
Jay King is afraid.
There is no thinking and believe.
I think that Jay King is fearful that you might get into the gauntlet with me and end up losing. So he protects you. That's what I believe.
No. I know you believe now. Well, let me tell you something I know. Let me tell you what I know,
son. Nothing? Very little?
Well, yeah, it comes from nothing.
Barely your birthday?
Because I observe it. Let me tell you something. I see nothing
in front
of me, and I get
today
to talking about your bitch ass.
Reason, Youssef?
No, there's nothing going on. There's nothing going on in the world
right,
today.
Right, there's nothing going on.
Bobby Lobby is having
on,
a sale.
Nothing going
on
but
Kraft.
The rent.
He's up,
trying to save
he's
the rent
obsessing.
Here, man. We're
he's
trying to save.
About
you see,
about
you over in this world. You see, this is where you're trying to get some kilowatts. You're dealing with just watts over there, huh? You want some kilowatts, don't
about?
You? You know what? You're not going to get any. You're not going to get any. This is our workshop. You're trying
your
to learn.
Workshop.
You're a copy.
Oh, am I playing in your? Am I in your playpen
you're
again?
A copy. You're
am
a
I disrupting your?
You morph from a Kit Kat to a copycat. And that shit ain't flying here, son. That shit's not flying here, son. Not
wait a minute,
here.
Now? Wait,
get
wait, now it's not flying
here?
Kid. It's been over 12
quit
years.
You're looking in the fucking window. You busted the windows. That's how you got in,
I've
huh,
been here.
Kid, on January
I've been
10th.
Here 12 years and now
are
it's not
let
working.
Me tell you something, kid.
There,
you busted in the windows on
topics?
January the 6th. And you came into this workshop.
Oh, honey, I'm so
okay,
beyond.
So this is where J.K. This is where J.K. looks like a hypocrite. Because he says,
because he says
I'm trying to
son.
Save my show
son,
from it turning,
enough,
into,
son.
It turning into a train
yes,
wreck.
Bitch,
and he then,
troll,
and he,
you
and he conspicuously.
Troll, son. Oh,
okay,
bitch,
okay.
Ass, how much can a bitch take? Do you love me talking about you like this, bitch?
You did this for an hour.
Hey,
Reese.
Nobody wants to
Reese.
Listen to this, man. I don't,
Reese,
I really
did
don't.
You?
I'm here, Fred.
Did he push a nerve when he said that?
No. But I'm saying, here's what I'm trying to say. All right, first of all, I know why Jay King is jumping in. He says it's because he's trying to save the show. That's bullshit. Because he wouldn't let Youssef do what he's doing if that was the case. It's because it's me. And when he knows that when I got somebody up against the rope, he refs it. He becomes a referee. I'm not new to this. I've dealt with this for years.
Let me
when J.K. doesn't
yeah.
want one of his own getting
let
beat up,
let me tell you something
he
about me
say.
Sitting next to you, man. Let me tell you about something. Let me tell you about something. Let me tell you about how I was sitting next to you. When you came
oh,
to see me, man,
shit.
And I sat next to you and your wife, man, you want me to tell you how it felt, man?
Nobody
I can
cares.
Tell you how it felt, man. Yeah, motherfucker. But I want to articulate it, man, because it was brought up when the motherfucker came
how
here.
How did it feel?
And I sat
how did it feel?
With him at his shit. Oh, man, let me tell you
I
how
know
it
was the highlight of your life, Youssef. I know
oh,
it was
my God,
life.
I was
nobody
so
cares.
Enlightened by her. And
nobody
telling.
Cares.
Oh, no.
Nobody.
Wait a minute, man.
Wait a minute. Was it delightful? Did you smell anything or what?
No,
what was so
man.
Great about it?
I know,
was it great?
I'm still
oh,
trying
man.
To get exactly what he's saying because he's saying a lot of
you.
He's saying a
no,
lot
man.
Of nothing because
no.
he has nothing to say.
Oh,
please,
man.
Please, talk about my wife
can
in a disparaging way.
Can I
talk
about
my
it?
Wife in a disparaging way?
I'm going to say it, guys.
No, he's not. No, he's not. I don't think
he
he's that
yes,
kind of
is.
A guy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he it. Is. He's got nothing else. This is the dude who sticks
I,
up a pregnant woman.
For it.
This is the
yes,
kind
I
of dude.
No, you not. No, you
yes,
not.
He is. This is the,
hey,
yes,
man.
He is. This is the kind of guy.
No, you
this
not.
Is the kind of guy he would rob
no,
a pregnant woman. Yes, he would. He would hold a pregnant woman at gunpoint. Yes, he would.
I'm drinking, Fred. Yes, he is. Fred, you ain't never seen me drinking, and I'm telling you I'm drinking right now, Fred. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Don't say nothing about that man's wife, man.
Oh,
that
no,
be...
I'm waiting for
Fred, can
he's
I tell,
got nothing
can I
else.
Can I tell you what I'm going to say, Fred?
No,
Fred,
no I'll think it. I'll
Fred,
just think
Fred,
it.
Don't try to help
no.
him. Fred, her conversation was so intelligent, man.
Right.
Yeah,
I said,
tell
yeah.
me
listen.
About the conversation.
That's it.
Tell me
no,
about the conversation.
Man, that's it. Well, she talked about her ancestors and shit. Shit
yeah, what else?
What you mean, what
else?
Just listen. I just listened.
Okay,
what the
and
fuck
what did you and what did you learn?
I mean,
and what did and what did you learn? What did you learn? Did you learn that my wife was some sort of whore that you could just pick up because
come
of your
on, Reese. He didn't say that, Reese.
No.
Oh,
what
man,
is he bringing her up for? What is he bringing
because,
her up for?
Man,
are you suggesting? Are you suggesting
man.
That my wife in some way
was
attracted was to you?
I was enlightened.
Yes, I know. But
word
let me
day,
do it for you, because I'm not a pussy. Hold on. I'm not a pussy.
Well,
I don't mean my
pussy.
Words. I'm not a pussy. I don't live my word. So tell me what about my wife was so intriguing about you. Did she show some interest in you or some way? Okay, then keep her name out of your fucking mouth then.
It was enlightening.
Then what are you bringing her up for? What are you bringing her up for?
Well, because it was spoke on about
because
when
with
you
a dude
came
like
to
you,
Africa,
with a dude like you can't go after the guy,
about,
you start invoking women. And
it was
that's a
about
bitch
all
nigga's
the
move.
Things that I did about grabbing you on the ass, sir. Remember
yes,
that?
That's right, because you did. Because
you
came
remember
up,
that part?
You
me
on
the ass. Do you remember that
you?
Part?
I would
do
quit
you remember
yourself.
That? Well, why
you
I,
grabbed
why
him on the ass. You around grabbing Reese on the ass, man. What the fuck?
I grabbed him on the ass.
What the fuck, man?
Wait a minute.
I was
you
in
don't
the
remember
car
that?
With your motherfucking ass. You been
you
grabbing Reese on the ass.
You don't
oh,
remember
man.
That when
hey,
you met
hey,
me? You gave me a big hug. You gave me a squeeze on the ass.
God.
And then we went in and had cake. You don't remember that?
And had cake.
Fred,
you don't
Fred, you
got to
watch who you're protecting.
They don't call him the Pink Panther for nothing.
Fred.
Wow.
Fred, you
and
Fred,
Fred I was
bullshit.
On my Mary Jane.
Got,
I just left Mary
they
Jane.
They got other shit to say.
And I saw them.
Okay.
And you know when I was on Mary Jane.
That's all I want
Mary
to know
Jane
is whether or not. Did
because,
you
know,
you see how
you
easy it was
Jane
for him to get off the subject? You see how
I'm
easy it was for him to get off the subject?
See how he don't know that you and I are still on the subject. He don't know that, Brad. He don't know that you uh-huh. and I can esoterically talk with him still thinking, see, we got him stuck. And he don't know you and I are still talking about he and I being together at that party. Yeah.
Sounds like a companionship.
That's a companionship.
Yeah. That's how you
is this a relationship or a companionship?
Yeah, but Reese. Oh, I can see.
Can we please talk about something else? I mean, this is getting tiring and old. Can we talk about something else?
Oh, and look at that's why I have her in the corner singing because she's my sound effect.
Congratulations.
I'm not sure anything, Reese.
Oh,
she lives.
I'm not sure
my Tweety Bird.
She lives. She lived
I'm
not sure fast.
Tweet. You come in
oh,
just like
God.
tweet.
No, shut the fuck up.
God damn.
I'm trying to save my goddamn voice because I can't talk right now because I got fucking strep throat.
Why
still asking me on my motherfucking nerve. Shut the fuck up.
Still better.
What you got? What you got?
Strep throat.
I got strep throat.
Yeah.
Brad,
well,
you heard
that's because I heard you singing out of tone. You was out of your corner.
Oh, God.
That's how
shut
you
the fuck up.
Better,
stuff.
Sister.
You was out of
shut
tone.
Up.
I'm telling you to be better. You got to be better.
Shut
you got to be
fuck
better.
Fuck up.
No,
God
you need
damn.
To because your throat's hurting. Look how much you're talking and you with a hurt throat. Do you recognize that your throat is hurting?
Oh, my God.
That's
I mean,
how much I'm getting on my fucking nerves.
I
heard
strep
throat is a sexual disease.
Throat,
that's how much you're getting on my fucking nerves. I want you to shut the fuck up.
I'm
saying
it.
You don't
want
that.
Isn't strep throat a sexual disease? Let me tell you something.
No,
I'm not
going to
shut up because you should be listening right now. You need to be listening. Number one, your throat is hurt, remember? So you should be using your ears right now.
A fucking sexual disease.
See, no, you're talking. Your throat, remember? Remember
Google
your throat.
Mickey Poo.
God damn. What the fuck? I mean, what kind of fucking... I know that Mickey Poo wanted this ship to be having others on a king ship. And look what happened. What the
wait, Chocolate
what?
Pete. Pete's been on a fast. She's been on a fast. So that might have something to do
man.
With this shit.
It's like two birds just fly into your swimming pool and just sit up there like it's their fucking pot. You know what I mean? And then they just go quack,
where
the fuck
is
this? Yeah.
I heard of a woman gets strep throat.
I heard if a woman gets strep throat, it's from sucking bad cock. Is that wrong?
Well, why do you get it? I thought that's why you get it. Ain't that why you get it? God damn. Is it contagious? So you're telling me from when you went, how do you know that? From when you got
it?
I thought I read it in the New England Journal of Medicine.
No, it ain't no bet, motherfucker. Don't make it a bet. Motherfucker, do you got it? You came in here with wet, shitty ass. Remember when you said you had the shit come out your ass and shit? Remember you had herpes? Remember all that shit you came here talking about? You
Fred said that was a fever blister from the sun.
I know that part. Yeah, right there. That's why I came COVID up to Jay King's, the show.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, Chocolate Peach. My bad. I'm thinking of mono. You're right. I was wrong.
Well, you should listen here, King Beckman. You are a king, aren't you? You're King Beckman?
Absolutely.
Are you a king?
Absolutely.
What makes you a King Beckman? Tell me.
You.
I didn't make you a motherfucking King Beckman, no. Fuck, you're a peon to me. What makes you a king?
Yousef, remember when we met at Yoshi's and you hugged me, grabbed my ass too? You said I was a king.
I grabbed your ass too. You motherfucker love
that?
To grab ass, huh? Ass grabber jokes. You better be careful. And then Ali laughs at him. Remember, he's an ass too. Or ass. Did he play in that? Or did they make Eddie Murphy play him, that ass? Was it Ali or Eddie that played that ass in that movie? Was that you, Pinocchio? Curious Mind wants to know if you can be a Pinocchio in a.
Anyway,
Chocolate
Peach, my sincere apologies. I know now it's mono. That's the sexual one, so I apologize.
Did anybody ever say my sincere condolences, or this is my sincere apologies?
Yeah, they say sincere condolences. That's appropriate.
I promise I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
Okay, are we at the part where we're talking about Yousef Kente grabbing my ass when he hugged me? Because I have it on tape.
Hey, Reese, he did that to me, too, at Yoshi's. He grabbed my ass at Yoshi's when we met.
Yeah, man, you ain't grabbing all these motherfuckers' ass.
Kente is an ass grabber. He grabbed my ass when I gave him a little bit of weed. He grabbed my ass.
Me too.
Oh,
see,
God,
y'all,
Fred.
They got a Me Too movement on your motherfucking ass, dog.
I'm thinking now, Fred, think about all you got to do, Fred, is think about when you and I kicked. How was it compared to what they're saying?
It wasn't like that at all. Them hoes was jumping out of cars trying to sell pussy, wanted to work, wanted to do this, wanted to
come on,
that.
Man. And they gonna come and talk about I'm trying to grab some ass. Fred, come on, man.
Boy, they were coming out of the sky. Them birds was coming out of the sky saying, free. I said, what's she talking about, dog? He said she tried to sell some pussy and give you some pussy.
Fred, did I fall for the okie doke, Fred? Knowing who I am, think about that scene.
Nah.
What did the Kente do?
Kick back and just let it roll.
Oh,
like
I'm sorry. Were you asking a question about me having you grab my ass on film?
And Fred. That's why, before Kente, I was Cool Joe.
Well,
they call me Cool Joe.
I'm
sorry, Yousef Kente. The only time you've ever been cool.
That's the Kit Kat.
Is when you've gone into sub degree temperatures. It's the only time you've ever been cool.
Reese is a Leo the Lion, but he's really a Kit Kat. he comes here, and he comes here trying to roar. I let him know he ain't nothing but a chocolate-covered cookie wafer.
You think that you're contrarian, but you're really just a fan. That's all. You're just a fan.
Contrarian.
As are many people on this show, and they know who they are. Many of you are just a fan. And I'm
you're right about Yusuf Kente being a fan, because
he put a fan on my ass. You know when I met Ali? When I met a cool motherfucker. The man and of course with Pinocchio, you know what we call the cops over here. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you a secret. We call the police Pinocchio. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got. That's how I said over in our circus. Because it's a lie. Pretty soon it'll be a lie. Nose will grow. And then here go Ali being Pinocchio. So I kick it with this Pinocchio. And then I'm like, and he's talking about, man, Pinocchio might come out. I'm like, fuck Pinocchio. You Pinocchio. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this motherfucker's scared of Pinocchio. Why? Why are you scared of Pinocchio? I said, don't worry about it. I just do this. Pinocchio come, he ain't going to even know what the fuck's going on. Pinocchio don't know this. He only trusted for a minute. I saw the fright in his eyes. So I said, fuck it, man. Let's just go and let me go here. I'll do it. And then I'll come back down and I'll just sit. I came back down. First I did that. I cleared my throat let me clear my throat. You know what I'm saying? And then I said, okay, let's go. And then it was a new conversation.
Let me show you what Pinocchio can do, Kente.
Yeah,
Let me show you what Pinocchio can do.
Because you kicked Pinocchio ass. That's what you told me. You said
he's not about to get muted. Ain't no motherfucker about to get muted. It's only one motherfucker over here muting, and that's me.
Cool.
So
you ain't the mute king. You lost your mute king stripes, Joe. You ain't have the number one king mute button no more. I'm the number one muter.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. You don't mute nobody.
That's why I told you again.
Uh-oh.
I told you.
Don't forget, Jay King. I owe you a couple of mutes.
Wait a minute. Reese is chiming in. Reese is on the line.
It's disingenuous for Jay King to say that he only puts me on to save the show because he don't do it for that fucking special needs kid.
I'm not coming on the show. I'm listening. But what I'm not going to do is let any one person bully the show.
Nobody's bullying.
You know how Lil Appreciate can
I know.
Here
I
be
just,
a bully.
When I just heard him say that he was
you the only
him,
bully,
well,
Jay.
Listen to it.
I know. That's right. It's only one.
You're the only bully on the show,
I mean.
J. King. But don't forget,
that's
Lamar
right.
Jackson got you two mutes that I haven't given you yet.
Well, I'm not.
And you take it out
take
on me?
It's over with.
And you want to take it out on me, though?
No. Why you keep going after Reese for the $2,000 then if it's over with?
All right, Reese, continue with the discussion. It's only one muter here today.
No, there was not a discussion your style. There was no discussion. Your style was running roughshod over everyone. There was no discussion to be had.
So where do we go with this? Yeah. Do we go back to when you came here, or do we just go to move the show on, or do we go back to the dinner?
No, I've already made my point, and I think I made it with everybody who is, I guess, contrarian to Reese on the radio. I've already
Reese,
made
Reese,
you my
know,
point.
I'll be honest with you. I'm going to tell you what I think about this. I think, like all black men that go through stages in life as they grow up and the Most High God give them reasoning within themselves on the decision when you see how the world really is. And you, what is your choice? What are you going to do right then and there? And I think he chose the other side. That's all. That's all. That's it. And then I said,
do you mind if I respond to that?
Do you mind if I respond to that?
No, no, no. I'm done.
Okay.
Shit.
Here's what I'm going to say, and I'm not going to bully anybody when I say it. Let me tell you who Reese is. I refuse to play your racialized games anymore. As much as you want to or need to or are hamstrung by them or use them as leverage, I refuse. I am never going to play the racial game. You can call me white, Uncle Tom, sellout, coon, whatever the fuck you want. My resolve is steadfast. I have never been intimidated into any behavior. And blacks don't convince me either. I don't care about your black plight. It means nothing to me. Because when the chips come down, none of you show up when it really matters. You're just like everybody else. You are self-interested, and you're users, just like everybody else in the world. You're no different. You're no more divine. You're just like everybody else. You're not special needs. You're not handicapped either. And I'm sorry if I'm just not going to play with the nigger bullshit anymore. I apologize. If you want to play that game, you can. But you're not going to make me do it, and you're not going to shame me into taking on your plight. I am unfazed.
When you said anymore, did you do it before?
No, no.
You said anymore, did you do it before?
When I was a kid, when I was a kid.
That's what I was talking about when we were kids.
I was often told that I wasn't black enough, but I don't give a fuck about that anymore. Because it's always the people who make those claims I always consider the source. A bunch of people telling me how I'm supposed to behave were always doing the worst of things. Telling me I needed to act more black. Nothing is more laughable than watching a drug dealer sell drugs and poison to his own community, telling me I'm not acting black enough. I picked that up very early in my childhood. You guys use that blackness shit when it's convenient to you. You use it as a weapon against people you disagree with or who disagree with you. I refuse to be bogged down by your weapons. So if you don't fear me, I don't scare easy, and I won't be intimidated. I don't give a shit about your slavery plight. I only give a fuck about me and mom. And if that doesn't comport to the way you do things, let me finish. If it doesn't comport to the way that you think, guess what I found out? You would sooner shut me up than to just deal. And I always believe that when you're trying to shut someone up who doesn't agree with you, you're scared. Because somebody might catch on. Now, I say this with all due respect, and he's my brother, and I say he's my brother. But I'll never forget the day Jay King called me dangerous. I like that.
So these are all the emotions that came over you at that time in your life?
I don't have emotions, friend. I'm a hater. I don't give a fuck about feelings. I'm a hater.
Then why did you use being a kid as an excuse?
Feelings.
Because being a kid is emotional.
When I was a kid, I was a kid. But I'm a hater. I don't have feelings.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. When you were a kid and these emotions came out.
Well, I can't do anything about when I was a kid, Youssef. I can't do anything about when I was a kid.
This is about, that was my whole subject, man.
Well, I don't give a shit about what the subject was. I told you. When I was a child, I did childish things. I'm an adult now.
All right, that's what I'm saying, and I accept it. I accept it, and your political views are fucked up. You know,
my personal views.
Out of all that, though, Reese, you became a Jew.
No, with all of that, I'll tell you,
You became a Jew.
I'll explain to you who I am. I'm not a Jew either. I'm just Reese. The person that I am is who I am. I don't believe in agendas either. JT likes to use that term too. Reese only cares about his agenda. I don't have an agenda. What I believe is what I believe.
Do you know
is
you
that.
Get emotional? Do you know you get emotional
again,
when I talk about Jewish things?
When I talk about Israel,
you get emotional, Reese.
Why do I get emotional?
You get emotional. Yes, you do, Reese.
I will answer you.
You wanted me to name two Shiites
Yeah, I know, because that's the term for it. That's, I know you didn't, Reese, but that's
who's
what
the
you wanted me to.
Who are the Shiite?
The question was, what Muslim or what Muslim country helped America? Or what helped
Israel?
Or some stupid shit. Yeah, that's what you wanted to get into that. And right, so what you were doing.
But what's that got to do with me being emotional?
Well, no, because you said that you're not.
You said
emotional.
I was emotional.
You got emotional. Reese,
so,
you get emotional all the time.
You don't know what that word.
Well, Reese, you brought no.
You don't know what that word means. You don't know what
Reese,
that word
every
means.
Time I bring
I
up,
am not.
No, it means that your frequency is high up when I bring up Israel to bring out
emotion.
That's
not emotion.
To question
that is not emotion.
My intelligence.
I'm not.
To question my intelligence on the subject.
And I'll continue to do that. Again,
okay,
I will
so answer. Right then, right?
I do not respond.
Okay,
out of emotion.
Okay, Reese. So, Reese, what that means is I know what you were doing, then, right?
Okay, so that you understand,
okay,
I do not respond out of emotion.
So now, Reese, what I'm saying now, why do you get so emotional when I have to bring up Israel?
I'm still saying I'm not emotional. You're
well, why did you get emotional when? Why did you get emotional when the Palestinian or Hamas went into the foot of Israel and did what they did to start war? Why did you get emotional and said the children should be killed?
That's not what I said.
Oh, my God. You're backpedaling, Reese. That's a political word. You're backpedaling.
Actually, I'm not backpedaling at all.
You're backpedaling. Peddling in
did
a
you
dirty
ask me a question? Do you
you're
want an answer to the question?
Peddling in a dirty pool.
Do you
want
to
clean your fucking pool?
Oh, okay. You don't want an answer to the question. You want a filibuster. Do you want me to answer the question?
This is not a filibuster. You're fillering the bus. You're a
buster. Do you want me to answer
filling
the question?
In the fucking gas,
drunk?
Man. That's what
you're
are
doing. Are you too drunk to be quiet?
Well, I am drunk. I do get drunk.
Okay, I know that.
I turn my water into wine. And I get pissed off.
Okay.
It's a little early.
Okay.
Well,
now,
no, it's all the time, sir. It's something you don't know.
That sounds
you
like a
you don't believe it.
Listen.
I'm on it, man. I'm on that fire water, man. I can tell you all about it.
Do you want me to answer
it's
or do you just want to fly the
water?
It's okay, go ahead. I'll put myself on mute.
It's the fire water, man, that ignites my carbon. Do you know carbon starts with life? Do you know that, Reese? Do you know you need fire? Are you the fire? Your fire's fine, but you don't seem like you're the real fire.
Okay.
You seem like you're a flicker. Just like
all
you're
right.
A Kit Kat. You're supposed to be a lion, but you're a Kit Kat.
Ali,
because when it was time for you to become
Ali,
a lion,
you, know I want
you had to make tough choices, son.
So
you made some bad choices,
in.
Son. Let me tell you something, son. And you still have time to grow because the spirit is overwhelming. And it can come at any given time. And you say, why the fuck didn't I see it? It's like, what the fuck happened? But it's not for me to give who the Lord said this will be these ones right here. And you wasn't sprinkled yet, motherfucker. You need to get sprinkled. You ever been sprinkled? You don't even know what's sprinkled? Free.
What happened? They must have muted you, buddy.
I'm dealing with motherfuckers that ain't been sprinkled, Free.
There's nothing for me to add. He's not having a conversation.
You've been sprinkled
he's acting like a drunk.
Have you been sprinkled?
He's a drunk pirate. And I'm not having a conversation
again.
With you.
No, man, if you ain't
okay.
Born again
yep.
And
very
been
quick,
sprinkled, man, I'm talking some born-again sprinkled shit, man. That shit is a fucking miracle. It's a conception, man. Immaculate. It's a conception with an inception to change your brain.
and you start thinking different and shit, right? And you ain't even went back in your mama belly. Can you ever did that, Reese? Reese, God damn, the frequency be getting fucked up when motherfuckers be acting like they don't want to hear until I bring up Israel. Hello, this motherfucking radio.
Snitchy, are you still there? Is everybody left?
I'm here, Reese. You're in the fucking Terror Dome. Don't you know people realize
what the fuck time is still?
She's a handkerchief head. Don't listen to her. That's not your hope. Every time you hear a black woman voice, you think it's your savior. That's Mary. Mary can only do it. You got to meet Jesus, motherfucker. You ever met Jesus? You ain't met Jesus. You ain't been to the garden, huh? See? You ain't been there. Motherfucker, you ain't been sprinkled. You got to meet John first. You've been sprinkled, motherfucker. Trying to get in the kingdom. Bitch ass. You can say
Yusuf,
what you want to say.
Yusuf, what you doing, man?
At what point does alcohol just put you to sleep?
Motherfucker, I got a fish on the line, Ali. What the fuck? You don't know what the fuck going on. You ignorant. You ignorant motherfucker.
Oh, I see.
You
I forgot you.
You but a piece of wood.
I forgot you. You 10 years old. You 10 years old on Thursdays.
Nigga.
I think he said
you just be the fucking wood that you are, and let me get to the other side.
I can't believe Jay King let him go on like this, and he be muting the hell out of me and you.
That's why I said,
and I'm floating on the river on your dumb ass,
That bullshit that he said about he put me on mute.
Both of y'all need to hang
out. Because he's trying to save the show.
You acting like you're Joe Levy standing in the chat.
I know.
Both of y'all.
He got the nerve to cook. That's why I can't take him. That's why I can't take. I can't take my old pop serious because he let this go on. So how he expected me to practice kindness?
I'm saying that shit has no credibility to me when he says that. Oh, I don't want the show to go off the rails. I'm like, you got youth up here. Please stop that bullshit.
Right.
You're better than that.
Yeah, it's a cold game over here at the J. King Network.
It's a cold game because I know
now,
this is.
Hold on. What was Tenday just saying my name for?
I don't know. We don't know, Mary.
I don't even remember. So the whole deal is, like I said, all of them dudes
don't pay him no mind.
That J. King is always fucking promoting and shit. Let one of the motherfuckers to come on and have a debate and let J.K. literally control himself to have to not jump in and save them. Can't do it. It's like knee-jerk.
As soon as I start beating
them niggas up, J.K. comes in and be like, but Reese, I'm like, dude, stay out of it. Let them handle themselves. They can't.
You know J.K.'s Live Nation.
Oh my god.
And then he wants
now,
to play us his
that, you know what? That's his new nickname right now. Live Nation. He got
live,
a monopoly on that shit.
Yeah. Live Nation Lather. We call him L-N-L.
Yes,
Live Nation Lather.
But that's that bullshit. I'm like, look, I know them dudes. Listen, no offense. I know those dudes read a headline here and there, and then they come in here. All of a sudden, the motherfucker's like, I remember this is a real story. I remember when I was on Hot 97, the week after September 11th, that was my first real broadcast, right? My first broadcast day was September 11th. I was on the air from 6 a.m. or 9 a.m. that morning until 10 o'clock that night with Lisa Evers. That was my first real radio day. And I was giving news and updates the whole day with Lisa Evers. By the time the weekend went on, like Monday, Tuesday, we had to come back on the air. All of a sudden, all these people –
from the hood were calling in, talking about Bora Bora, Afghanistan, fucking Mogadishu, the Mujahideen. I'm like, you niggas didn't even know when the new Jordans were coming out yesterday. Now all of a sudden you're fucking foreign policy experts. I'm like, stay in your lane.
Hey, Rich, you like how I baited the hook? You like how I baited the hook that got all three of y'all on the line? You like how I baited the hook? I got all
and that became the mantra of a lot of
You know what kind of bait I use to keep you here?
Who watch the news 24/7.
I got bait, boy. You
want to
know what's
24/7.
In my tackle box, boy? You know how I got you here, boy, when you got another show and you come over to this fucking workshop, son? You know what kind of bait I use? I got all three of y'all on the line.
You don't really believe that this is a workshop, do you?
It's called debate. I got debate.
No, dude. Anyway, you're laughable, dude. This is, you know what this is? This is a playpen. It's not a workshop. This is a fucking playpen.
Yeah, it's a playpen. You're right. It's a playpen. Yusuf, sit down so we can give you your cake in the playpen.
Playpen, playpen.
I come in here every day to smack up a bunch of kindergartners. That's what I do. And then the hall monitor comes. And then the hall monitor comes around and he protects every one of you. And you know who the hall monitor is? That's JJ.
Ah, you bitch ass. You's a bitch ass. That's what you are. Man. You're a bitch ass. That's what you are.
Oh,
bitch
stop.
Ass.
It's okay for
I'm
your
not
feelings
stop.
To be hurt,
dude. Well, you're a bitch ass, Reese. I mean, there's no two ways about it. You know, I just recognize and have fun with it. Because you know why I do? Because in life, Reese, laughter is a medicine, and I learned to laugh. You know what it is? The Lord let me see all the things you're going to do ahead of time. That's why I'm all ahead of you and shit. That's why I tell you. Yeah, I tell you shit that's going to help. Yeah. The Most High, man. The Most High put his path before
us.
The
Lord is helping you?
Yeah, that's, see,
when
you know the things that you rejected? See, you rejected
the
cornerstone. Let me tell you what you did. It was a time in our life all of us got to make a choice, man. And I made the choice, and I chose the cornerstone. You rejected this very stone. The very stone that you rejected is the cornerstone. That very stone that you rejected in life is the chief cornerstone of life. That's the building block, the chief cornerstone of all society, all of it. If that's right, then it all goes right. But if you make that chief cornerstone fucked up, and you know America was built on niggas. If you make that chief cornerstone when you built this motherfucker fucked up, it's going to be fucked up when it gets to the tip top. Because the land that you built it on was stolen, number one, when you built this motherfucking city. When you built this city, you built it on bad planning. You had bad planning. You built it on the land was stolen. It's all about the land. How's the soil? The soil was bad. Yeah, yes, your foundation. Your foundation was fucked up, and you're still building because you made money off the niggas. Your humanity was fucked up. Fucked up humanity when you built this fucking city on fucked up stolen land. But you kept on building. Thinking that the ones wasn't going to have babies as you were building. And them babies was going to see what the fuck is going on. Let me get a baby as a decision. Let me let the babies reason within themselves. Are you still going to take this shit? You know how you said, you ain't going to take this shit. Look, he's selling dope over there. Shit. Yeah, I'm a nigga too. What the fuck? I can't wait.
Hey. Yeah, all right, bro. You cool? You
no,
went into Flintstones. You went all the way into Flintstones that time. You still went all the way into the Flintstones.
Yeah, but
I know, man. This is because brother had to take him through bedrock. See, he ain't been through bedrock. If you can make it through bedrock after being so low, See, the brother talking about over here, how he just came out of Bedrock. Twist, twist. Remember Bedrock? Bedrock, twist, twist. Oh, man, you got to go through Bedrock, man, to rebuild this motherfucker. You just built this motherfucker on stone land before you went all the way down to Bedrock. Man.
Bedrock.
You got to know what's on the Bedrock, man.
Now, did you get
because
all the way down the water yet? Now, is the water up under Bedrock? Is water under Bedrock?
Yeah, they're still in that shit. They're still in that shit. They still in. What they found out, that it's water up under there? Because it was done. They came out of the Dark Ages, and they started building on stolen land, and they still building. And then the foundation was fucked up because it's still, and they used the chief cornerstone as any old stone and fuck them up. So when they start building, they didn't know that time, in time, like all buildings do, will erode. This is the erosion time, the fall, because of bad planning. Bad building, and you can't save it. Ain't no other nation been saved. Why the fuck you deserve to be saved? And people today is still begging for the same shit that you caused. Like it's their fault. Like they should solve the fucking problem when it's the foundation of the building, the bad planning that is of this nation. If you want to build something, you go to the bad planning department. Oh, we'll get you caught up. We'll give you illusions. We'll give you plenty of illusions on paper. Oh, we'll put that shit in the motherfucking, we'll put it in the ethers and we'll call it cyber. But now that shit got stolen because people cyber, they went fucked up. You can't even call 911. Have y'all recently tried to call 911? Any chance?
Actually, I wasn't calling 911. I got the message over the news this morning that last night in the Bay Area, certain areas, they would have to use their cell phones, and they were alerting people last evening. I don't know what's going on today. I haven't called 911.
Well, what's going on, Fred, is cyber.
Just called 911 on your ass, Yusuf Kente. They'll be at your door in about 3 minutes,
well,
nigga.
Well, you have a different kind of phone. You have a different – they already left. Well, that's why I'm outside now. You know, because I saw a car come outside because I'm in the house by myself. Police
but while we're getting on the phone there, that guy, you know about cyber attacks
Fred,
and stuff,
do you know
too,
the police
huh?
rushed my house, Fred, looking for some dope over where I'm at? When I moved in this motherfucker, them motherfuckers rushed the house, told my son, you better open the door, because he wasn't taking care of my babies at the time. You better open the door. Well, he's not here. Well, you better open the door, because if you don't, we're going to be here until he gets here. And so make a jeopardized decision right there, because you know, telling what they might, you know, what he might see, and he don't want them, so he let them in. See how they fucked him up right there?
How old is your son?
And they went and searched my house, man. Yeah, they searched my house.
Damn.
Motherfucker. Yeah, man. Searched it. You know, they came back and said, oh, there's nothing.
What?
There's nothing. Nothing's here.
But what alerted them to be there, and what, you can't just go to everybody's house and go to their kids, let me in.
So when Ali just said he called 911 and I told you I'm outside the house, because I'm looking, you know, because I'm in the house right now. I got the house myself. You know, I've been talking shit like a motherfucker, you know.
Motherfucker
across the street.
I know
man.
I've been.
This motherfucker
I've been,
was outside, man. This motherfucker was outside, man. I was like, motherfucker, I'm coming out here with my sock, motherfucker. I'm on the phone, motherfucker. These motherfuckers, you know, these motherfuckers. Here, motherfucker said, motherfucker, man. These motherfuckers come rushing, motherfucker, Like
you don't
want
to provoke them. You don't want to provoke them.
Especially
you talk about now or the other day?
Absolutely right now. I'm talking right, absolutely, live and direct.
And the fucking
bro.
Cops are there?
No, I was telling you about when I first moved over here, this is what happened.
blah, blah, blah. And then Ali came and said, before all that, Ali said he called 911, and he better watch you. So I said, that's why I'm outside right now, because I see a car outside parked in front of my house with the window rolled down, white boy over here parked in what old school car. What, you know, kind of old school, the kind you don't even remember what kind of car that was, them kind of cars. It ain't no modern car. Like, what kind of car is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, don't know about it. What the fuck? Got the window down. And then, so, I just feel it outside. And then, I look outside. So, I come outside. I said, let me go outside. These motherfuckers might think I'm talking to my family. Well, I be talking shit. You know what I'm saying? You might cut the fuck because I had them police called on me before. You know what I'm saying? So when I was talking this shit, I'd be talking on the phone right now, and I saw a car parked outside. I said, let me go outside. Let this motherfucker park out here. And that's where I'm at right now, this motherfucker parked out here. And I'm having a recall on when I first moved in here. And, you know, I've been through, I put it like this, Fred. I've been to Bedrock, so I always check my area, you know. I've been there before, even though I'm living over here. And it's look who's coming to dinner shit. Guess who's coming to dinner? I'm living in guess who's coming to dinner in the area. Guess who's coming to dinner?
So I said, you ran Reese off.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, Reese still over there. He's lurking.
Reese over here learning, man. This motherfucker don't know what the fuck really going on, man. This motherfucker just here guessing, man. This shit amazes him, man. How the fuck would a motherfucker that got a fucking show spend his time over here with you and I fucking around, and he got a fucking show with an audience? Huh? Because the motherfucker is amazed. He don't know. He made a choice in his life. He don't have the powers that you and I. He don't see. He don't have the magnetic signals that go simultaneously. You and I have simultaneous response on impressionable images that come before our eyes at the same time, an impulse. You and I, it will be an impression.
That comes before
there
you
can
guys
be a different
eyes?
Way.
You didn't make an eye. You didn't make an eye, did you?
No, it don't take, well, only if you see something. But you can be like six eyes. You can't see. You can hear. If you hear certain things, the impressions that you and I have from what is heard.
Is Beckman still here?
Listen to her. Listen to that right there. You hear that right there, Fred? You hear that shit? You hear that bullshit?
Okay, I'm
that
guessing
comes
he's
from
not
a motherfucker
not
with a
I don't
sore
believe
throat,
so.
Fred.
I haven't heard his voice in a while.
That comes from a motherfucker with a
he's
sore
lucky
throat,
I'm,
Fred.
I'm,
remember
he's
that
lucky
shit,
I'm,
man.
I've just
remember
left Kaiser
that
now.
Right there
I've heard a
sore
life
throat,
is bitch ass.
Her throat hurt like a
I
motherfucker, man. Yeah. You told us about it. Yeah, although you're talking. Go ahead.
He said.
You said shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Listen to her.
Be quiet for a minute. Listen to her. She says Beckman accused her of sucking dick.
Oh, I can believe that shit. I mean, Beckman's going to say
she told his motherfucking wife and she got strep throat from sucking dick. Old nasty,
fat,
old
buzzard
ass bitch.
Yeah, well, it's protocol. That comes out. That's retaliation.
Crazy. Do you know how many situations just popped off?
Yeah, man. The motherfuckers that come on think they can say anything, man. They just come on. That's why I say it. If you want to know what I'll do, figure out what you'll do, white man. I'll do the same thing, only more of it. That's Malcolm. If you want to know what I'll do, figure out what you'll do. The same thing, only more of it. Malcolm X. Motherfucker, come here and say you're going to come here and say what the fuck you want to say at any given time.
thinking that I don't have impressions upon you. And it flows like water to talk about you. I don't know where the fuck this shit comes from. I be thinking, so, actually, I'm funny sometimes.
Are you an entitled
talking
black
about these
man.
Motherfuckers, man? I swear
I
want to
ask you a question, crazy
yeah,
Negro. Nigga, let me ask you something, nigga. Are
yeah,
you are an entitled black man when I hear him say to you that you are an entitled, you are an entitled black man. You think that the world owes you things because you're black. And when he made that last statement, I wasn't clear on that when he says, when I was a kid, I'm a grown man now, and I will not be brainwashed and make those be that way anymore. What did you get from that?
When I heard Reece say that?
He didn't say it like I said. What did you get from his
I know life? I know what you mean, because remember, you and I get the same impressions, and I've noticed that very point when he said that.
So
well,
what
when
somebody
I, when
heard
his
feelings
question.
When he was a young black man, and so he was
right, when
with
I
the
introduced,
black movement,
when I introduced,
and now he's not.
Fred, when
black
I introduced
movement.
The – yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm done.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm answering your question. I thought you was asking me how did I feel. When he said, because I noted that too, when he said, I let him just talk. I mean, because the question was, when you go through that in your life, because all of us do, what did you do? What happened? What? And he got to going all up into it. So I let him express himself. So when he said it, I listened, because all of us had to go through it. You got to make a choice, man, because once you make that choice, and then you got to, because you're stuck in your thoughts, you're stuck in your feelings. And then you got to, once you finish crying, you got to look at the world and then see that's how the world is. And then you got to have reason within yourself. That's when you start growing. And then it's all kind of ways in that for me, this is for me. This is my rite of passage. As reason say, rite of passage is my rite of passage. So I had to say, fuck, why in the fuck, you know, because why in the fuck is this awareness, I call it conscious. Why am I becoming conscious, more conscious of this? Why am I becoming more conscious of that? Why am I becoming more conscious? And what it is really epiphany. Or like, damn, that shit really is. Just like how, why don't Christmas feel like Christmas anymore? Remember that feeling? That feeling has to be replaced. Why all the shit that, damn, Christmas ain't nothing but a mask in my youth for when I become an adult. If I'm not decalcified, still be worshiping Christmas opposed to already being transformed from this shit. Because this shit, this festival time shit, this worshiping of this part of the year shit is time. And I'm getting old, and I'm wasting all my youth giving it to the establishment and their hocus-pocus shit. See, the sooner you break out of it, the sooner you can say, fuck you, cracker. I'm not stuck in that bullshit, man. Okay, let's build the world. This is the real world. You're in power now, and your world is fucked up. First of all, you build it on fucked up land. You stole this motherfucker. But you still won't be stuck in some fantasy fucked up shit, man. I don't want to be stuck in that fuck. You won't let me be, man. I can't be all I can be because you're fucking it, man. I got to do it your way. I got to see life how you want me to see it. Why can't I go through my own evolution? Why do I have to worship and wear your motherfucking tie and not cut my motherfucking hair? And why do I gotta talk like this, motherfucker, if it's life? Why do I have to be strict in code to live in life based upon how you institutionalize my youth? And I look at the world because you taught me, motherfucker, about the world. in other countries. Matter of fact, what are other countries doing to their children? And then, well, fuck, you mean this shit is being done to black people all over the world in the beginning, and they taught me this shit, and then I can't think? Well, motherfucker, y'all the ones that fucked this shit up. And it is, it's when black people, because it got to be the world, you know, wait, I mean, unless you go through evolution and wait for the sun to unburn, the, you know, you want to call it on the sun, get melanoma, and they got darker and all that shit. You know, if you don't want to wait for time and live together to where it's all non-melanated imprints to fuck you up, if you don't pull it together, then the sun just go go away. Fuck it. Son, just go get the fuck out of here, son. It's fucking shit up. People think that people now got burnt by the sun and fucking them up and they can't live together. Now you put light. Now they see what they're doing. You know, shit like that. You know, when time comes for you to start thinking like that, son, you become a man. See, because it's bigger than that, kid. It's way bigger than that, kid. You got to make a choice. Do you want to grow or do you want to be fiction? Because you're living in a fantasy, a facade, science fiction, blinding you with science, making you live in their world still, like instead of Christmas. How do you fuck you up with science? Because you know it ain't no Christmas, of course, because if you was into science, you wouldn't be believing in no celestial, because this is the cosmos. You got to know about the cosmos. And you notice that, why are people still worshiping Christmas and I'm a scientist? And you scientists go along with it. Oh, it's Christmas. It's Christmas from the space station. Hi, Christmas. Oh, I see Santa Claus. Oh, Santa Claus, they're sending their pole. And I'm in the cosmos in the space station. Hi, Santa. And then you got countries that don't even believe in your fucking Santa. Oh, man, what a dope-ass world. But I could make the choice like Reese and start dogging niggas. Because one thing in the world, it's all over the world, niggas has been stepped on. And it's being introduced to the world, and you got to pay for that shit. Humanity got to pay for that shit. We got to get it all fucked up. Ali, with his dumbass, is going to sit up here and sit up here like I depend on color about the boy, the young boy that in my family that is white, that I helped grow up. It's all about color. Oh, my God. You're small, man. You're a Lilliputian. And it makes me laugh. You got to turn that shit, flip it, and laugh off of it. Because it's good for the soul.
Snitchy Poo, are you there? Snitchy Poo, are you there?
Thanks, Fred.
Are you men?
You know,
are you men searching for women?
Oh, fuck that shit. You want to hear about that story?
How can I help you, King Fred?
You want to hear about my women's story?
Why did you enter the monologue?
I can tell you.
Hey, that was a beautiful speech.
You want to talk about
speech?
Women?
Jay was looking for you, Reese.
No, we looking for women. Fuck Reese.
I was talking about you,
y'all
sir.
Girls want to talk about women? Let's talk. Do you want to talk about women? Let's talk about
you.
Talk
you
about
you
about
had a beautiful
sex,
speech.
See, now you're
oh
going to take that shit.
Oh, my
see
God.
How, see how easy?
Me.
This is easy fishing. This is easy
and
fishing.
She wants some
what?
She wants some, as y'all put it, she wants some Pinocchio wood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
no,
this is
I don't
fishing,
want any
man.
Pinocchio wood.
Hey, man,
this
ain't nothing but fishing,
Pinocchio.
Man. You know,
where you start singing that song, so it's somewhere in your mind.
I didn't put the words to it.
No, no, no. I can always put a song to something that somebody says. So when he says, let's talk about sex,
make that
baby.
Clear to
me,
because I thought that was on
you
your mind.
And me.
Let's talk about all the good things.
Wait a minute now.
I got
her under contract. I brought that talent out of her.
My gospel
I'm Rick James, and she's my Tina Marie.
I feel the artist's heart.
Well, I'm here to let you know that I'm Rick James. I'm Rick James, partner. I'm Rick James.
I'm Rick James.
You know what? Kente.
No, that's my line.
Kente, I want to tell you something. Hold on. So you know how you call me Tina?
Yeah, Tina.
So
you are my Tina.
There's this dude that comes into my job, and
mm-hmm.
I call him Spaces or Michael Strahan because he has a little gap, right? And he kind of looks like
mm-hmm.
a younger version of Michael Strahan. So
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden one day he was like, okay, Tina. I was like, what?
I'm telling you, I'm going to make you big, girl. I'm going to bring it out of you.
You mean like Tina
because
Turner or something?
Because I see it in you.
No, like
and
Tina
then everybody
going
to start talking
together.
Because I'm going to bring that. Rick James brought it out of her. And you know one thing about it, though, Tina? You'll never be as big as me. Because, bitch, I'm Rick James. But you will shine. I will leave some shine for you, and
I'll shine, will shine. See, I can make a,
yeah.
I can put a song into everything.
Go ahead, girl. That's why you my dove.
I put six of
I got
them in
two
there.
More
I
birds.
No music artist.
Well, if you can put a song to everything, put a song to this dick.
See, now here
you
comes
like
here
that,
here come
that's
that
why
reverend.
You sent me a, wait, you'd like that, Ali, wouldn't you? That's why you sent me that friend request on Facebook.
It's the reprobate reverend. The reprobate
strictly.
Reverend. Go ahead, Rev. Reprobate.
Oh,
see,
no, that's DJ. She sees she just ain't no song for that dick.
You okay, hold on. Let me roll up my window real quick.
No, you got to be witty. You got to be witty. If you ain't witty, you're going to have to be quitty.
Let me do a little Kim.
Kim ain't got no dick song either.
Show me that good dick. Yes, she does. She got a whole fucking.
Yeah, she hired her song just like when she rapping with all her partners, all the brothers. I know you like it in the video. True.
Yeah, but you gotta listen to her song.
Give
show me
no
some of that good
thing.
Dick. She has
right.
a whole
she
track
talking all
about
that
it.
Shit. She rapping all about that shit. Itchy coochie, ah yeah yeah.
Is
in the mom and la. Next thing you know, you broke.
Right.
You broke,
somebody
man. You lost in the sauce. That's called that sunshine pussy. And then you know what? Next thing you know, she's in Biggie's camp. But I have Tina Marie. That's what I
she
got.
Thing you said.
Tina,
she broke.
You know what's so cool about my Tina Marie? She can turn into motherfucking, and right before your eyes, she turns right into Patty Hearst. Oh, she's so beautiful. Patty, do you hear me, Patty? My Patty
Hearst. You are something else, Kente. You know that?
Patty
really
Hearst, you got a hair, girl.
I'm going to watch him real quick. They're going to say, you can see him on the news.
You got to put Patty
Hearst. Going to be interesting.
You
got to
put Patty
Hearst,
man.
We got to
put Patty Hearst, man.
He's going to be on the news.
You got to work, Patty. Patty, you know you got to work, Patty. Come on, Patty. I know you got to work. There you go. You got to work. And Beckman is going to be mad. Beck the Peck is going to be mad. And he's going to take it out on your black sister. Because.
We interrupt this broadcast. We interrupt this. We have an emergency.
You're going to have Beck the Peck come on here. And a bunch of Beck the Pecks. And they're going to talk about you. And they're going to want to disgrace your sister. And you know what those are going to be called? The Songs of Solomon. You ever read the Songs
Jesus.
Of Solomon?
It's the song
and it talks about the dark sisters.
Somebody please help this man.
Wisest man in the world. You should go read the Songs. Those old
therapy.
Solomon was a writer. His father David played the lyre, and he was a writer. He had great songs.
He talked about love in this movie. He called a woman, he called a woman's breast pomegranate. Hey, why don't you bring the pomegranate over here so I can get some of that juice?
No, that's disgusting.
Fucking pomegranate, give me some of that pomegranate, bust that motherfucker.
Damn, Kenta.
Do you like pomegranate?
I love pomegranate.
I know you do. I'm talking about the pomegranate. Well, shut your mouth.
It's so good for you, too.
So good. Itchy, itchy, goochy, la, la, la. And then the marmalade.
La, la, la.
There you go. Take that shit. Take that kit. And when you get
take that kit.
You got to do it. You know what? The kingdom cometh by violence.
I was trying to sing ooh la la. That's what I'm talking about. Take that dick.
No, it's about the kingdom. I'm about my father's business now. That's when I was a kid.
You all take right. that dick.
It's all about my father's business. And the kingdom cometh
it's 11,
by
11.
Violence.
Bend over
the
it.
Kingdom cometh by violence, said the word.
Get the KY.
11-11.
What that mean?
The kingdom cometh.
Well, it's 1-11 here.
What that mean? That like you're going to turn the damn switch off, brother? Oh,
not, you need, I thought you were spiritual, Fred. You don't know what 11-11 means? 11 at all with your motherfucking ass, nigga?
No, remember, now you turned over a new leaf.
Nah, I ain't
no
remember
he
shit.
He probably ate some more of that key lime pie, and he's about to be in a fucking sugar coma.
No, I'm paying for it today. I'm good. Don't bring up my back. Shit, I was going to tell y'all something, but I'm saying. Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm.
I'm good. Yeah, because at least I know what it is. Thank God.
11-11 is the science of where the sun is because it's sundown. Mm-hmm. So at 11-11, that's that time in which the sun is at the region that it has reached.
Oh,
in the
God. You're all wrong. And
It's the alignment.
Off,
oh, okay.
You are totally all wrong. Right. So don't even just fuck up.
But you don't know about the alignment. So you just had an alignment, and you
well,
still
talking
about.
About.
You don't know what you're talking about.
But that's not
that's
what they're
exactly
talking about.
What
Kenta,
about. The sun,
you need
the sun,
so you are
and the light, and the time has to do with alignment.
The sun is the truth and the light, damn it. Shut up.
The sun. Well, let's talk about the sun then. Thank you.
Let's not.
Well, that sun
let's
right
not.
There, what sun do you want
let's
to talk
not.
About? Because there's more than one.
Let's
sun.
Not talk about either sun. Let's talk about how you were just
well,
wrong.
Well, no, you decided to come out of your corner. You decided to come out of your corner and talk about I was wrong
diatribe.
And talking about the. No, wait a minute. You go tell me that not talk about the sun. You came out of your fucking corner to tell me don't talk about the sun.
I gave you the floor
to talk about the sun. You said, no, let's not talk about the sun.
I was stopping you from going
you
down
got
a rabbit hole
sore throat.
In the wrong
don't you
way.
Have, where in the fuck
so
is your
shut up.
How do you coat your throat? What coat is your
I'm
throat?
Drinking my, I'm drinking my medicine ball tea right now.
Wood?
Thank you very
was
much.
Was it what came out of the wood that
up,
coated your
just
throat?
I just picked up my
like
medicine.
Ali said? Ali,
I
must be some actuality to what Ali said about the wood. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the what came from was it the sap from the wood that coated your throat? Because I could have sworn you came here with a sore throat, and you're talking so much.
I know.
You're talking a lot. You're talking a lot with a sore throat.
I know. I am.
You know, and you know why? Because that's what you do. And you want to make somebody shit
you
up.
You don't know me.
You love the energy.
You don't know me.
You love the fire.
Anyway,
you love
someone
that
else take
shit.
This lightweight from me because I'm trying to talk
you
to his ass.
You want
to
be everything you say, you want to be right. You want to be right. you want to be right. I don't know. I could feel it. You want to be right. You want to just, you want to feel it. And I give you the floor. Be right. Go ahead. Be right. Let's talk about the sun. What you know about the sun? And the alignment at 11:11. I want to learn something from you because I gave my piece on 11:11. Ali said, you don't know about 11:11? And I gave my piece about the sun because there was someone that didn't know about it, but you don't want to talk about it. That's the subject that came up, and you don't want to talk about it. Right, sore throat? Are you smacking your lips right now?
What you doing? Call a sore throat?
Yeah, she said she came here with a sore throat, but she comes here, and so I ask her, Ali, because you said she needs some wood or something about wood, and you know when you give them the wood, the wood spits out graffiti. Oh, Lord, skeet, 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 skeet. Graffiti. All over the place. I said, what coated your throat? What piece of wood coated your throat to have you talk so clearly with a sore throat that you came to the show with in the beginning? Go ahead, Chocolate Peach. Talk on it. Like you'd like to be called Chocolate Peach. The intelligence of Chocolate Peach on the subject that she said, let's not talk about. What about 111, Chocolate Peach? You want to talk about it as a host? Or should it not be talked about? And it's the subject on the show, on your ship, that's sinking. The ship is sinking. You want to talk about it, sailor? Talk about the ship, sailor. Forget the fuck in your fucking corner and keep singing in that corner and practice on your acoustics then. Because the show must go on. You're fucking it up right now. That's what I'm talking about, Ali. Just a little correction.
Why is Snitchy Pooh all quiet and ain't saying shit and all the girls is all quiet?
Because they're the weather girls. When you're dealing with selling the ship, you got to deal with the weather girls. I'm trying to turn them weather girls into birds because they're going to be clear sailing pretty soon. And the birds are going to be able to sing. I'm trying to teach them to sing, you know, be in the ark. And I'm letting them know that you weather girls right now, you just bird brains. Bird brains, get in the corner, keep singing, because I'm going to open the hatch, and you can be able to sing one day like beautiful birds. Some is dumb. A dingbat even got beautiful things to say. You got a dove, a dingbat, and a tweety bird. Just want to tweet, 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 tweet. Go to Twitter. You must be a fan of X, huh? Over there and go fuck with him. I'm fucking with this shit. That's what I'm talking about, reprobate Reverend, excuse me, Ali.
I'll be on that shit, man.
What the fuck else to do, man? Shit. Jay the one handling all the business. Shit, he the one that got to do all the paperwork and shit. That's Jay. Jay got it. He good with that shit. He know how to. I'm like, how the fuck, Jay? You got to write too? And you got to read? And you got to write? And then you got to sing? And then you got to. Oh, fuck. Yeah. La, la, la. And then you got to write a song. What a life.
I know how to bring laughter back. All you got to do is hear me say I'm going to mute somebody. He'll come right back.
And remember this shit.
I'm finna mute this nigga.
Hey,
to see if that'll bait Jay King.
This is therapy, and not just listen today. The show was funny as fuck today, and all jest though. I laughed real hard today at a lot of shit.
That's cold cuddle.
I've got a lot. I'm not
Jay King wanna be the he wanna be the mute king, and he ain't because he losing his reins to me, and now he wanna tell me don't mute so I don't have no competition on him.
You retarded with it though. That's why people call you the retarded rev.
I ain't retarded with
retarded.
No mute.
You
Jay
retarded,
King, if you
retarded,
really watch the show, Jay King is retarded with the mute. You gotta watch him.
Well, yeah, but he created you. You got to know that. You see, that's where you don't know where, because you retarded. You don't see the shit? Everybody see it because you accepted it. Now, you don't give a fuck if I tell you, because I'm the truth teller. I'm the decoder.
Dad,
I told y'all
Dad,
kind of shit. Pinocchio, I tell y'all kind of
Dad,
shit.
Dad,
no,
everything.
Pinocchio,
shit.
Everything, man. You know, you reinvented. You AI. You really like a robot. You got Beckman. He got you playing with, like, Toy. Remember Richard Pryor and the Toy? You're Richard Pryor that had to play with the
I'm A-L-I.
You're playing with the, yeah, Beckman is his kid. And you got to say, Beckman, I'll be your slave, Beckman. I'll be your, you give me some learn, Beckman. I should be
That's right.
I see. That's what I say. I laugh about that shit, Ali. I laugh.
I'm going to grow me a whole bunch of weed on that acre.
I know, shit. And then I get in my, and then I go, you know, this shit, he knows, because being a, you know what the nigga going to say. That nigga, I said, this Ali, that's that nigga. Because that's where Malcolm tell you about them niggas. Because I read Malcolm, and I got into Malcolm. And I said, damn, Malcolm, why you think like that? And then I can't open, close the fucking book, and started, and I said, God damn, Malcolm, that's why? Everything, Malcolm was a walking flower. In real life, evolving, opening up, telling people. That's why they got a book called Malcolm Speaks. Because Malcolm, when Malcolm speaks, the whole world changed. And so if you read his book, and he talks about it because his book was written at the time that he was killed. So he was giving his true thoughts to Alice Haley and intimate thoughts about his life right to the point of his death. Became a phenomenal book. Instantly. It was an instant. He was the first rapper. Everything. You could put, any rapper could put Malcolm X on, the world would stop. His voice, Malcolm X.
Who got background noise? It must be Fred or that nigga, what's that nigga name? Roderick with his motherfucking punk ass.
Yeah, Malcolm, man. That motherfucker, he's a walking flower. So
hey, how do you know if a man is a punk, man? Are you a faggot that you know when a man is a punk?
Yeah,
I know
you's
a punk.
You's a punk-ass nigga.
Now, I knocked out one of the biggest niggas in Oak Park.
You ain't knocked out shit, nigga. With your punk ass.
Bruce Lee knocked out Bolo. Bruce Lee knocked out Bolo. You
nigga, I don't give a fuck about Bruce Lee or Bolo,
out,
nigga. I would have shot
you
both of them,
nigga. Face, nigga. With that shit, I'm nonviolent.
Shut
but
your
you
motherfucking
face,
ass up, nigga. Go find your
face,
rock, nigga. Go relapse, you punk motherfucker.
Down, nigga.
Go relapse, nigga.
Hand, nigga.
Go get you a crack rock,
nigga. And you be dead.
Go get you
I'm
a crack rock,
nigga.
Nigga. You, I'm going to show you how ignorant
nigga,
he is, nigga.
I'll
tell you what, nigga. I bet you use a punk. I bet you use a punk, nigga.
That's all right, bitch ass, nigga.
Go
you
find your motherfucking crack rock, nigga. Go smoke a rock, nigga. Go get your crack pipe, nigga.
Call me an ex-crackhead.
Go smoke some crack, nigga.
Hey, I've been
nigga,
an
ex-crackhead.
Your punk
ass.
I smoke you.
I didn't fuck with the crack.
Go smoke you a rock, nigga.
Nigga,
go smoke some rocks, nigga. That's all you know how to do,
nigga. Run up on me.
I knew you wasn't no spiritual, nigga. I just called your beat. You punk motherfucker, look at you. Talking all that
God
stuff, nigga. You ain't no motherfucker spiritual, nigga.
You know,
can call me whatever you want.
Man, come on, man. Come on, Molly. Come on, man.
Shut up, Fred. You must not be from California because your jaw would have been wired and you would have learned your lesson by now. You must not be from California because they...
Both of you motherfuckers on mute. Because I come back to listen to what's happening, and all I hear is motherfuckers yelling like they tough acting to acting. And that's ridiculous.
Play California Love, though.
I'm disappointed.
Play California Love.
Plankton started it, Larry.
No, see? Oh, my.
That's why Plankton is on mute. If you guys don't want to have a conversation, if you guys don't want to have real radio, then tell me that. So when you guys, because what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start monitoring this shit, and I'm just going to start turning you guys off when it get crazy, when it gets stupid, when it get ignorant. I'm just going to come in and just cut y'all off and just end it. It's going to be
the
last time that I'm listening to this shit. I wouldn't give a damn what the problem is. I wouldn't give a damn who it is. If you guys, I promise you, I don't want to hear that shit.
Everybody yeah, you see how it was worked that. Out? They got quiet by themselves.
No, they didn't.
Hey, Jay, I apologize, man, but what would you do if a man called you a punk-ass nigga on national radio?
Hey, man, I would hang up on him. I wouldn't be on his show.
Okay, I'm going to do that
no,
next
I wouldn't.
Time.
I don't want to be part of an ignorant ass show with ignorant ass motherfuckers. Because I hold myself higher than that.
I'm gonna respect what you're saying. Because I know what God told me about you, and a lot of them don't see you. But He rising up a new black leader. and that dude that be speaking behind you. He's your right. He's good man to be behind you with the way he speak. But he got to.
Now you know what I'm gonna tell you. What's
like
gonna
me.
Happen right now? Now, Roderick, I appreciate you, but I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen today. I'm gonna hang up on these motherfuckers because they some ignorant son of a bitches.
Wait a minute,
to be on the
okay then, Jay. I'm about.